United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Let's go! Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. How are you? This is Jeff in the air chair and Mornings with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM live on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeartRadio dial and at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends and at TracyandFriends.com. We are the world's talk. This is the talk, the real talk of America right here, because we don't have the agenda that maybe many of the other talk shows have, and we let people, real people, talk and say what's on their mind. That's the interest of our show. We want you to think. We want you to make your life better, because you know what's going on. Anyway, how are you today? It is cold outside up here. It is like 17 degrees here in Ohio, and we are having a rough time. At least I am. I'm not built for cold weather, and it is really something for me. I don't like it. They're showing pictures of Chicago being hit hard with lake effect snow and all of that with the cold weather. I guess the Arctic, whatever that thing is, deluge or whatever it is, has moved back down into our area, and it's going to stay with us through Saturday, Sunday. But you know what? We're inside, and it's warm and toasty. I hope everybody else is having a good time with that. And I hope that you don't have any problems with your water thing. With your electricity or heating thing. But anyway, we're going to get underway here. I want to talk about a couple of different things here. Okay, one thing that I want to talk about today is how they're playing up the situation of the First Lady's 50th birthday. Now, she deserves to have it. She's in the White House. She deserves to have all the, all the things that go with that. I don't have a problem. I do not have a problem. But my point is this. They don't cover Benghazi. They don't cover Fast and Furious. They don't cover anything negative, anything left undone by this president. But they'll cover that in all the stars. They were talking about everything social today, but I see they'll kill Chris Christie now. They'll put tons and tons of things on Chris Christie. I am not a Christie fan. Let's get that under the way. I don't like Chris Christie. However, I think what they're doing to Chris Christie is absolutely ludicrous. They're going to pile on. They're going to lie. They're going to do whatever they can do. So anyway, I want to know what you think about it.
Jeff.
The president says marijuana is no more dangerous than alcohol. Is he correct? I'm going to withhold my comment. Is he correct? Should we just like we have alcohol, should we just have marijuana stores instead of liquor stores in our neighborhoods? I made a statement in my Facebook that of all the people that I know that wake up and go to sleep smoking, they don't really do too much in life. And they smell bad, too. They don't do too much. Now, they may go to work every day. They may do that, but you know, they're pretty mellowed out most of the time. Should we legalize marijuana? Okay, I want to know.
Hey, Jeff,
okay.
I'm not here.
But now here's the third thing. Christy is getting killed. And we have, in the great heart of Texas, we have the lady that tried to filibuster to stop the abortion law in Texas from going in. And I'm trying to find her name here, so bear with me just a minute. Oh, wow. Here I go. Anyway, I'm trying to remember her name. And she is out there, Wendy Davis. Wendy Davis, they created a story for Wendy Davis so she would gain footage in Texas. People in Texas, don't fall for this foolishness, please. I know that the Democrats want to turn that state blue. But you guys stay with what you know because it has done you well to not be blue. It has done you well to stay red. Because guess what? Nobody else is going to wait for you to, you know, get your state together. You have a porous border down there, and you have an overwhelming number of people on your, particular, you know, services down there with the illegals. Illegals aren't supposed to be able to get your social services, but they do, and we know they do. And I'm not mad at them because they're just trying to survive, but their country needs to provide that for them. Why nobody ever says that? Why we have this 13 million people of undocumented, illegal people living in America. And nobody says Mexico should have a safety net for their people. Why nobody says that Mexico ought to pay a living wage for their jobs? So I want to know. I want to know. I have no voice today, everybody. My voice just, with this cold weather, it just kind of wipes me out, but I'll be better as we go along. I got my hot tea here. So I'm going to bring the callers up. Give me a call here at 1-347-945-5229. That's our unlimited internet lines. And we keep you in the queue. You know, we can go back to you if you want to hang on. And then 330-781-9600, our local lines here. And we're in the air, and 614, Diva, I know that's you. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just going to say her name was her name is Wendy Davis. That's all.
Yep, Wendy Davis. Lying about her past because what she the story she gave is not true.
Now you about sound like Scott Brown and the situation with Senator Warren and her so-called Cherokee heritage. I mean, this is politics.
She was lying. She was lying.
What?
No, it's not politics. That's lying, Diva.
Over-exaggerated about
lying.
Something.
Lying. If it was a Republican, they'd be all over the place with this. You know that.
What news station are you watching?
I watch all of them.
What media reports are you looking? Are you seeing? Are you coming across?
I watch all of them. I didn't see no Wendy Davis on MSNBC.
So I'm just trying to figure out, why are you shocked? Because MSNBC is left-leaning. Well, they're really left. So you're not.
I'm not shocked. It's not a shock. People don't believe that story. Because every time I say MSNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC are in the back pocket of the president, they say, well, what about Fox?
I wouldn't go as far as saying in the back pocket of the president. I would say they're in the back pocket of the Democrat Party. These stations are left.
Of course they are.
They're going to give opinion from the left.
He's the titular head of the Democrat Party.
Well, okay, yeah, okay, all right, fine.
Thank you.
But, I mean, if you want an opinion from the left, you go to those stations. If you want an opinion from the right, you go to Fox News.
I don't want a freaking opinion. I want the truth. I don't want an opinion.
I'm saying you're saying that people don't believe this. Well, I'm telling you, as a self-professed Democrat, MSNBC's opinion is very skewed to the left. That's all you're going to get.
They lie for the left. Period. They make
lies up. For the right. And CNN, Fox lies for both of them. So there you go.
And Fox doesn't tell lies. That's why I'm done. Well, if you say that, tell me a lie that they've told. I can prove it. Bring up another caller.
It's too early.
I will do it. But you sit there on your little computer. And you find me a lie that Fox told.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Jeff.
Okay? You hear me?
Bring up another caller. I'm going off
some
chocolate.
I said, find me a lie that they did.
Right.
Local caller, you're in there.
Is that me, Jeff?
Yes, sir. How you doing, buddy? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and prosper.
Mm-hmm.
On this legalization of hemp, you know, there's two different kinds of hemp. And we growed hemp in this country until 1945, 46, someplace around there. We used it during World War II. We used hemp seed oil to oil our machine guns that was in the B-29s and the B-50s because the other oil was too thick.
Right.
And it would jam up the machine guns. And 1 acre of hemp replaces 3 acres of timber in making paper. And I would vote to legalize the hemp immediately just to get that kind. They took a survey down in Kentucky, and it would create 80,000 jobs. It makes shoes. It makes so many different things. And it is really green energy. And the only reason the hemp was gotten out of the country was because the big oil companies. The big oil companies knew that it, you know, could make fuel. So they got rid of it, and we've been, how many people actually smoked it back when it was just growing wild, you know?
Right.
We wasn't out there puffing on it, so, and the people wasn't, or anything like that. I don't know how it ended up the way it did, that it became illegal and was pushed out of the country. All of our forefathers grew it, of course, to make rope for their ships and everything else. So what was here once, you know, we should bring it back.
Okay, if we're going to bring it back, though, you know that now it's going to be legalized so that our youth, our young kids, and
smoke it. Use it for the.
Well, but they're going to smoke it because we know they're going to smoke it. So, I mean, there's no getting around that.
Is it a good thing
for us to legalize this thing?
Well, they bring it back. You're not going to smoke it, and I'm not going to smoke it. So, and the government's been involved in bringing it in for years, and they're making money off of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had barges down on the High River full of marijuana, and that was being brought in by our government. And I want to tell you, yesterday on the radio, Congressman Breitenstein was saying that the borders, Obama should close up the borders because of all the law, and he should be closing up the borders. It's against the law to leave our borders open like this.
Please.
That's what Congressman Brightenstein said.
Well,
so if it's a law for the our borders to be closed up, then I tried to call Brightenstein's office this morning. If it's a law, then tell the American people to close it up, and we'll close it up tomorrow.
That should be it.
Yes. It's a law, then let the American people close her up. Because we're bringing our terrorists in. These people in Washington, D.C., Obama doesn't care about any of us. But he's letting these terrorists float in, bringing in more and more Muslims, appointing Muslims into office in Washington, D.C. You can see it. And he's an out-and-out traitor and a criminal.
Well, I agree with you, but I got to go to break right now, so we're going to finish this on the other side of the news.
Thanks for talking.
All right, my friend. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Morning with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their life.
Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You still been getting it? Working out?
Huh?
You still working out?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do more cardio, man. Everybody's talking about I'm getting big now, so I need to start doing more cardio.
Oh, well, you need to post a recent picture. Are you getting big as in muscular big, or are you getting
Well, yeah,
fat?
I ain't ever going to get fat now. That's not a
Well,
yeah,
you need to post
everybody
some
people
updated
say, man, you've been working out. I'm like, really? Like, when I wear, like I was at the gym, and I had took my shirt off to play because I really wasn't finna play because I'm rested. And the guy was like, go on out there. You know, so I got out there, and I had took my shirt off, and everybody kept And who got big man? Like, huh? So I'm telling them all
well,
what
you need
talking about. Big man.
You need to post
you know.
Some pictures again.
I don't see myself. I've never seen myself as big. I took after my mom. My mom long and slim, so, you know, and tall. So I was like tall, slim, small arms. I just wasn't a big guy.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Well, you're 6'2"?
Yeah,
holy
what you thought God. I was?
Maybe
5'9"? No, I'm 6'2". I played basketball, shoot. I ain't play point guard. I played for Tuskegee. I played small forward. You can play small forward at 6'2".
I don't know
at Tuskegee.
That.
Yeah.
I try not to look at your pictures.
You try not to look at them.
He's sitting in my head.
Girl, you funny.
Man, your voice be throwing me, though.
Why?
Because you don't sound anything like look.
I was going to, you know what? I'm going to take a week. I'm
going
to take a week and come up there.
Come up where?
Youngstown.
I don't live in Youngstown.
Okay. I'm going to just come up there and, rent a car, come up there and just shoot the job for a week. I ain't got, you know, just to do it.
But if you I do get to Youngstown, when you do, let me know. I might come up there. That way we can hang out at the radio station.
Yeah, you go. I'm up. All right, okay. Now we ain't gonna get no argument because they ain't gonna be able to mute us. Stay away from certain things. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm actually more reserved when I'm speaking to people than I am when I'm on my phone.
Oh, you just, oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm just like this on the phone. I'm just like this in person. So.
Not me, because I know that sometimes what I say can lead to, I've learned that sometimes the things that I say can lead to people wanting to hit me.
I was on here yesterday, and they were talking about group economics, and it was just such a – they don't understand. And I was just like – I was just talking about it, and it was just such a big rigmarole about it, like it's racist. And I'm like, I don't see group economics as racism. I don't. I just don't see how you could even think that. Like, I don't see how somebody could take that to be racism because – You know, we can't have equality. Like Malcolm X said, I posted it on Tracy's page. We can't have equality when one person owns all the resources and jobs. There's not going to be equality. If we both own resources, we both own jobs, then we're both equal. I can look you in your face and we can work for each other. I can work for you. You can work for me. But if you got all the jobs and resources and everybody else and we don't have anything, then it's not going to be like that. And that, I think people, you know, they're playing if they don't think like that. If you think that everybody's just kumbaya, people don't think like that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, I just, that's just something I really feel. Like, I just feel like people just get, you know, get sidetracked when they think, when they hear the word group economics, oh, you want segregation. You don't want us to integrate schools. Actually, school integration is screwed. We got the short end of the stick. Let's be honest. Black people, integration, we were smarter. We were testing better internationally. We're failing now as a people. Integration.
Wait a minute. So how is it that we have been integrated into the same schools, receiving the same education as our white counterparts, yet they're doing fine and we're doing poorly?
I can tell you. Oh, they're not doing fine either, but I can tell you this. The reason that it went like that is, number one, but there are two reasons. I feel as though when you integrate the education system, the private school system, and you can look this up, flourished. Private schools, a lot of Caucasian kids go to private schools now. It's not like it used to be. Most, come on now, where I'm from, black, white kids that go to public schools are like poor white kids, and they just like us. 9 times out of 10, it's usually the ones that are well off are the ones that parents are able to spend a couple of $100 a month or $300-$400, whatever, $1,000, whatever, to pay for their education. That's just how it is. It's not like that. So I think education is kind of and then I think we should more so focus on skills and make that mandatory. Every student should graduate high school with a trade. You shouldn't have to go to community college. You should graduate high school with it. If you're going to go to school, that's how it should be.
Hello? I'm here. I'm just listening.
I
already know your views on schools and stuff, so, I mean, we've already discussed.
I don't see nothing wrong with the privatization of school. I don't, because we spend, like, in Montgomery, I think it's like $10,000 a student per year.
When you say privatization, what do you mean as far as
like, I'm going to put it like this. Even if parents are going to spend their money for property tax, the government collects it and then gives it to these teachers, right? And I guarantee you, in Montgomery, like, we're paying $400,000 a year for the superintendent. Everybody that works at the Montgomery Public School Board downtown is getting ridiculous, ungodly salaries. And it's hundreds of people that work down there. Then the students, the teachers get, like, $30,000, $35,000, $40,000. I mean, if you've been there a while, starting out, you only get, like, $29,000, $20,000, $32,000, somewhere in there, starting out. Now, that's crazy. So I feel, but they're taking all the property tax and supposed to be splitting it up. I think they should take the property tax if they're going to take it, which I don't think they should. But
if you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Earth, wind, and fire, where have all the flowers gone? Locally, I'd like to send out condolences to the family of Miss Peggy Lozano. Peggy worked at the Board of Elections, and I've known her for many years. She's one of the greatest people I've ever met. And I just want to send out to them, their family, the condolences. She'll be sadly missed. She passed away this past week. And she's one of the greatest that I've ever met. Good, great, great, great people. And rest well, my friend, and God bless you and your family as well. Anyway, we're come back here. Our technical difficulties. See, we're on broadcasting across the Internet directly as well as through iHeartRadio. And sometimes the Internet will kick us out, and it did. But I'm back now, and callers are in queue. Alabama, here you are. Talk to me.
Yeah, I was, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. The first one, I don't know if last week you guys heard it made national news. Guy in Montgomery in our county came into the store with a gun, waving the gun, saying he's going to scream and kill. He's killing. He said, I'll kill everybody in here. So, you know, down here, just about everybody got a gun. So, guy pulled a gun, I shot him in the chest. That was that. You know, so.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. And the cop was like, look, the police were like, well, we're not going to press no charges. We're just glad he was unarmed and able to take care of the situation. So, it is what it is. You know. And then
you have a terrible, terrible connection. Yeah, you're much better.
Yeah, well, if the mayor of New York, was it the mayor? The governor of New York was just saying he don't want people that are pro-gun, pro-life, protection of marriage people. He don't want them in his state. So I just thought that was real sad. Like, that's real sad. Like, he's really delusional. But the people voting these people in, like, 85%, so maybe he's right. So I think that they don't deserve. They're running out people that create wealth. They're running out the wealthy, but not the ultra, the Wall Street crooks. They're not gonna run them out because they don't pay no. They don't pay for nothing. So, but the job creating people, they gonna run them out because they talking. My brother has a friend that does IT up there, and he was he makes pretty good. He was saying, man, they charging 50% of his money. He's gonna move to Florida. He said they want 50% of every penny he makes just about. And then the taxes are high. He said it's just crazy in New York. Property taxes are ridiculous. They don't understand. And the state is on a decline financially because a lot of the people from New York are moving down south because it's cheap. You can't just, they're running people away.
This is what they're doing in America.
Yeah, I was trying to mute my mic. I'm on the highway, so I'm trying to mute the mic because I know that Mike Jeff there. I know he'll mute me in 5 seconds. Every 5 seconds, he'll mute me. So I got to be careful. If I ain't talking, I'll mute my mic because I know Jeff. Jeff will be muted. Well, you know what happened. And
well,
I'm talking, and ain't don't nobody hear me.
All the background noise, but I think Jeff cut out.
He did. Well, so how'd that go? But, yeah, that education thing, I think we should, if it's going to be, The parents should have a voucher, and they pick the school their kids go to. You're paying property tax anyway. So, I mean, the parents should have a voucher.
You're not paying property taxes for a particular district.
If you're renting, you're still paying property taxes.
I live in Blacklick, which is rated excellent, okay? I live not too far from Whitehall, which is rated not excellent. Now, their property taxes is completely different than the property taxes where I live. But those parents would love to send their kids to our school district, which is very small. But in order to, the way to curb that, the way to not become overrun, they put restrictions saying, look, you don't live here, you don't pay taxes here, you can't send your children.
But let me ask you this. I understand that. I'm saying if it's, and I say a privatization, what I'm saying is teachers on an individual basis, if a teacher felt like, look, I'm going to get X amount of dollars from every student I get, if they test well and they come to my class, I'm making like in Japan, you got teachers making millions of dollars a year because they're good at what they do. These teachers aren't applying themselves. They know I'm going to get out of the union. I can't get fired.
You're making it seem like everyone pays an equal amount in property taxes when they don't. Because the taxes in my district
that's a menial problem because that can be solved. We can figure out how to do that to where parents are able to send their kids where they're getting the best education. That's all I'm saying. Like New Orleans, for example, where after Katrina, New Orleans is one of the best education systems in the country now because they came in and did what I'm talking about. I mean, these kids are going in with vouchers and doing certain things because the Democrats ran during the hurricane, and then these people were able to come in and implement certain principles, and now these kids are testing well. This is an old fact. Jim Stoss will be a special on that.
That would mean that the government would have to issue a voucher to that school district in the amount comparable
they're
to what
already,
the other
But they're issuing the money anyway. They're doing it anyway. They're just not going. It's not going in the hands of the teachers. And all the parents care about are the teachers getting paid a good salary. If you got, if you're getting $5,000 a year, $10,000 a year per student, you got a class
a fine
of 20
student
edition
print signed
that's
by
200,000 a year.
And numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
And we're back once again. Mornings with Tracy and Friends. We're back up and running. Callers, we're gonna do it like this. We're gonna bring you back up, and whoever wants to go, go right now.
Yeah, Ms. Diva was just talking about the voucher system and education, and I was just talking about how I would rather the voucher, the students be allowed to go to the better schools. Like in Japan, they got a teacher that's like world-renowned, like people from all over the world know about him, and students are like fighting to get in this guy's classroom. He teaches, I don't know how many classes. The guy's a millionaire, but he's a school teacher. But the students that are in his class are the best and brightest, and I feel like we can have a system. We don't have to set it up where kids have to go to a certain school. We can reward good teachers. And then the best and brightest would actually probably go into education. They feel like I could be a teacher and make $150,000 a year. Then, yeah, I'll probably be a school teacher. But people are looking at it like, okay, you're getting $10,000 a student. You got a classroom of 25, 30 students, and $300,000 a year is going into that system. The teachers get, 10 maybe 15% of that. The rest of it is going for administrative costs because the school is paid for. Let's be honest. These schools been paid for. So that's what I'm saying. It's a racket. It's a racket. Education is a racket. It's not set up to benefit the student. And quite frankly, the teachers, these unions are kind of, the top of these unions are siphoning off a lot of money. It's not really going to the low-end teachers like they think. I mean, it helps them, stops them from getting fired. But that's about it. I mean, that's an agreement. That's not actual physical money that's going in their direction. I think education can be a lot better if the students are awarded a certain amount to go to whatever school they want to or whatever teacher they want to. And it should be based off results, not, okay, well, the school gets a rating. Because you may have five school teachers carrying the whole school. The rest of the teachers suck. I mean, so it should be on a teacher-by-teacher basis like in Japan.
They don't, you know, here's the thing. I don't know why people even go through this anymore. They don't want you to learn anything. And that is the left in America. They want you stupid. They want you ignorant. So, because that's the only way they get you to always go for whatever lie they tell you to get you excited to go vote. Because it's not because they have good candidates. It's not because they have good ideas. Name me a liberal idea that works. Name me one. Nobody can do it because it's just craziness. But the thing is it's okay because they fool a lot of people that don't know into thinking their craziness is real because they have
Jeff,
three.
I don't see how anybody could think that giving children the freedom to choose a better education. Like, if a teacher, this teacher's better than this teacher, I want my child in this school system. In Chicago, the lady that's over there, union, actually came out and said, all I care about are the teachers, and I don't care. And then basically, she's saying she don't care about the students. Like, I mean, it's just, it's sad. And I don't understand why people don't revolt. Like, there should be a revolt. I would just say against Democrats, but this whole system of our education, we should have been had a revolt about it. Because parents, you got parents that will move and struggle to pay a mortgage in a higher district, higher area just for the education system alone.
That's right.
Basically, you're creating wealth wealth is created. People don't look at it like this. Wealth is created based on education. So if you got a good education system, those people, you're creating wealth for all those people because the property value is going to go up. These people are going to be benefited from having a
good education.
Okay,
hold it right there, Alabama, because we got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Mornings with Tracy and friends, and we're going to pay these bills. We should be okay now and talk to you in a minute.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news.
Guess the sister didn't like that big old lie he was telling. And shut down on him.
I think everybody lies. Everybody, every news person has lied, even Fox. I mean, I think Fox is a little bit more moderate than people give it, but Fox isn't, like everybody, everything that's been said. Like, I've seen Sean Hannity, who's not really news, but he jumps the gun. So people confuse people like Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly with actual news.
I'm trying to figure out why people look at these.
That's like commentary. That's like
why people look at MSNBC, Fox, or CNN as if they're news organizations. They are not. They are opinion. They're like opinion magazines. They're like a U.S. the OK magazine.
So I mean, you can't flip there if something going on and get the gist of it. Like there's an emergency, you can cut it on and see. Okay, they got footage of it. And see what's going on. You can get that.
You can get the
but
gist
to sit
of
up
it,
and
if
say
you're
that
trying, if you're
this
really trying to
good
get
and this station's
food,
not,
you're not going to get unbiased
news. I go to Drudge Report. That's where I get my news. A lot of my news from Drudge Report. I don't really fool with the Blaze like that. I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan. I'm just not. I think Glenn Beck is kind of crooked. And in a sense, I like Alex Jones. I go to him to get certain news because it's certain thing. He's like anti-establishment. He's not pro-Democrat or Republican. He's just anti-establishment, pro-Constitution. That's where you'll get pure news. So, and people, news is a la carte nowadays. People get the news they want based on their worldview. That's really what it is.
That's true.
If you got a certain worldview, you know where to go. There's certain websites you can go to, the urban, whatever, and get a, closed-minded right-wing, left, Democrat, some of the stuff these guys. I was listening to, what's his name, Joe Manchin yesterday. He's a joke to me. He just is. He was so outraged over the fact, some of these guys took Martin Luther King's face and put it on a thug and had a little throwing-up gang signs.
What are you talking about?
Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, he has a show. He's upset because they have this image of Martin Luther King on this flyer in Flint, Michigan. And the guy was trying to promote the party, talking about freedom to shake your, to twerk your, behind or whatever. So the guy, Joe Madison, had a big rigmarole about it. I was like, well, they twerk the other 365 days a year. So just because they put Martin Luther King's face on a flyer, now he's outraged.
I don't think that's hypocritical. That's disrespectful because how can you associate twerking with Martin Luther King?
Well, hold on, Diva. I mean, I understand that, but you got a twerking Christmas party. Look, in the Black community, this is a sad part. Hold on, let me make this. In the Black community, there's a church every 10 feet. Jesus should be sacred. But that just shows we don't really believe what we say we do. Because if we did, we have a problem with these twerking Christmas parties. What's Christmas about? Supposed to be. They all over the place. Cut the radio on. Every city you go in is Black people twerking on Christmas birthday Christmas parties.
But the
Easter twerking parties.
The main celebration of Christmas should be about Jesus' birth, but it is also mixed in with a lot of paganism.
Hold on,
Dave.
Hold on.
That I have time to repost. The long post that they post in Facebook while I'm doing the show. It's not going to work. We're talking about several things. We're talking about the president saying that marijuana is no different or no less more dangerous than alcohol, than alcohol is. And I want to know whether you think that's so. Is it a good thing for us to legalize it, opening it up to easier access to our children. Maybe it takes the underground money out of the situation, but who's to say? The second thing is, how is it that Democrat politicians get away with lying? Hillary Clinton lies when she says that she was coming in to a place overseas and there was rockets going off and things like that, and it wasn't any rockets or gunshot fire or whatever. She didn't have to run for any cover. They have a picture of her getting off the plane, and her daughter, Chelsea's with her, lying. You go down to Texas, and the good lady, Wendy Davis, running for that down there, running for governor, lying about how she came up and how hard it was for her and this, that, and the other. She's a liar. But when it's a Democrat does it, oh, it's just politics. But when it's a Republican that does it, it's these liars, they're nothing but liars. That's how they get down. That's what they are. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, why is it like that? Tell me, somebody. Please call me, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. What is it? Talk to me. Somebody tell me something. Interrupt me.
Look here, Jeff, hold up. I'm glad they're doing Chris Christie. I don't like him. I don't want him to get no
nomination. I'm not talking about Chris Christie only. I'm talking about the, no, I'm talking about these people down here, that this chick down in Texas lying, and they're telling big old lies, and they're not getting, flack about it at all. It's just, it's just what she's done. I have to tighten up my language. No, you have to quit lying, because she's a liar. With her silly self, because I think she's just plain silly. But, you know, it's a double standard, and it's a double standard that should not be. Should not be. So, once again, the situation is as it is. We have these things going on, the double standard in the news. I wanted to touch on something here locally, too. Oh, go. Somebody spoke in. If you did,
I'm just laughing. I'm sorry.
You're laughing at?
I'm laughing at your faux outrage. Really? Double
and my
standards.
Faux out? You think this is? You think this
yes.
is faux? Okay.
I
you better. You better believe one thing from me. You don't get any freaking faux anything. I give you exactly
I
what I. No. I said
I
you get exactly.
Outrage. I apologize.
Yeah, you sure should. Yeah, you should because there ain't
I
no such
say
thing
is,
with me.
As much double standards as you place on the left, I mean, this is hilarious.
What double standard do I place on the left that I don't place? You tell me. Give me an example though. You can't
here,
just
you
come. No,
like,
wait a minute. Listen. No, wait a minute, Diva. Listen. This is the ground rules here. Don't come in here with no crazy left field statement without having something to back it up. You give me a for instance, and then we'll go with it.
Okay.
Okay?
You sit
That's
up
how
here.
We do this here.
You sit up here, you talk about everything under the sun with the left, scandals with President Obama. But the minute there's a scandal with somebody, say, Chris Christie, again, someone whom you say I don't support, I don't like, but I hate how they're treating him. And
oh, no,
you,
I hate
you,
how to, no.
Hold on,
I was all in agreement. No, now see, here you go. You cannot make a point with a lie, and that's not true.
You cannot say make your point and don't let me finish the point out. Here it is
you
again, another person on the right. You say you don't support, but yet because the left is attacking them, you turn around and support them. You hate what they're doing, but yet you get mad when we on the left try to support President Obama against your attacks.
That has nothing to do with it because I didn't support
Christie. Yes, it
does.
Christie is involved in a scandal. You are mad because they're going after him with such
I'm not mad at all because I don't care. Wait a minute. Stop. Stop. I did not say that. That's a lie. Okay? What
you
I said
say,
was.
Oh, I don't like how they're treating this man. You didn't say that at the beginning of the show?
No, I did not. No, I did not. This is what I said. This is my exact words. I said, I don't like Chris Christie, and I don't support him. But how they're piling on is ridiculous, because it is. They're digging up stuff that they know is not true. Some of it might be true, but not all of it. They're just throwing it on so that his rating against Hillary Clinton, another abject liar, is going to knock it down. I could care less about Chris Christie. I think he's getting what he deserves. Now, how about that? He the one that kissed the behind of the president trying to make pub points, and he won his reelection. So now he's governor. That's where he'll stay unless they impeach him. Now, you don't understand principle, and that's what I stand on. I stand on principles, not on any double. I don't do double standards. I'm one of those black and white kind of people, you know?
And maybe one day I'll believe it, too.
Well, I don't care what you believe. It's not up to me or, you know, for you to believe anything that I say. You ain't got to. I'm just reporting it as it is. Al Sharpton can take, at the time of Mandela's death, Al Sharpton took Bill O'Reilly speaking on the death of Mandela, and he took one part of it, the opening part where he said, Mandela was a communist. But that wasn't all that he said, but that's all that Al Sharpton brought in there. He did a hit piece on O'Reilly, just to dog Fox News and falsely accuse Fox News. And he said that's what he said about Mandela. O'Reilly said, I admired this man for what he did. He was a communist. But what he did for his people was absolutely fantastic, because he brought his people to freedom by his resistance and the things that he did and what he took and what he suffered as a result. He did it for his people, not for himself. He says, I admire the man. Now,
I'm
not done. I'm not done.
Okay. All on MSNBC.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Why is it that Al Sharpton can lie, do a hit piece on O'Reilly, and still keep his job? Where is that at, ladies and gentlemen?
Rating.
Now, if you want to speak now, I have unmuted you. But if you cut across me again, I will mute you. I'm not going to be like Tracy. I will mute you. Now, go ahead if you want to.
Oh, I'm good. You can have a one-man dialogue all morning to yourself because you cut across me all the time, so I'm good.
But I'm the host. That's why I can cut across you, because I'm the one directing this. Well, you don't have to be on here. You can hang up. For the one thing, I don't take foolishness from anybody here. If you want to talk, let's talk. But you're not going to say a lie and try to make a point and then overbowl me. I'm running a show, and I have to run the show. I can't let you run my show. So you are going to have to answer differently. So now, if you can't respect that the host is the head of the show and control the phone lines like I do, then you don't need to call, and it's okay with me. But if you want to say something to something and deal with it, that's the way we're going to do it. 440, you are in there.
All I want to know is if I can get that Debbie Wasserman doll from you and some of that Obama weed.
My wife wouldn't let me keep it, man. I had to throw it out in the trash last week.
I want to know if I can get some of that Obama weed, too. Or do you have to be a liberal to get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You must have to be, because they ain't giving out nothing. You know, they don't give out nothing. unless you don't have, I guarantee you though, they'll be giving it away to the poor. They'll give it away to them.
Yeah, you know what? I completely agree with you on what you were talking about before. I mean, I hate Chris Christie. I mean, I despise the way he was walking hand in hand with Obama on the beach. It's like, what, are you his girlfriend or what?
He's
a rhino for sure. Yeah, I do not want him to represent Republican Party in the next election for sure.
No,
we gotta find
done.
Somebody else.
If he gets the nomination, they're gonna blame you. It's because of your values that the Republicans lost.
Well, I'm not. Oh my God, here we go. No, I'm actually a conservative, but they get another party in there, it's not going to happen. So I'll take the Republicans over the liberal Democrats anytime. Not a problem.
I could even go for the liberal Republican over other one, but Romney just couldn't win, and I'm sorry that they put him up there because that was just a mess. I'm going to get one other caller in before we hit the top of the hour news. Just stand by. Unlisted caller, you just called in. You're in the air.
Hey, this is Mace.
Hey, Mace.
Yes, I heard you discussing O'Reilly and Al Sharpton. They're friends.
Yep.
They go to B. Getty's all the time together.
That's what I understand.
And then you're talking about, so why are we having a fit over liberals and conservatives?
Because liberals can lie on the conservatives and get away with it, and nothing is done. But the minute that a conservative says something that's not true, et cetera, it's a national offense, and they call out the wagons and circle them and shoot into the wagon.
85% and this is an independent poll. 85% of the media is hard left.
Can I say what the problem is? Is we get these opinions of people from the TV, from the newspapers. Where is our opinion? The street man opinion. What you see with your own eyes, and that's a fact. Not
here
opinion.
On Tracy and Friends.
All of them got
right
one.
Here. Right here on Tracy and Friends.
And
that's where the street person.
Lie.
We're
so
America's
do?
Real talk. Go ahead, sis.
Oh, you want me to finish?
Yeah.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Why are we arguing about a Democratic side or a Republican side or conservative or liberal? What is conservative anyway?
Conservatives are those that. Well, being African American, you probably are because we're the ones that believe in having some morals. We're going to be interrupted by the news, though. We're the ones that are not about just giving everything away to everybody. But we'll discuss that on the other side. Good morning with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 6.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I was listening when you was in the last break where you were discussing the private school and the public school. Same thing going on in both of them. Because you got tutors in the private school. Tutoring, $45 an hour, just to tutor children in the private school. Just like, and then you look at the public and the private. Why do we have these?
But I'm saying nationally. No. What I'm saying is, if you nationally test private schools, they actually are better.
Private schools ain't doing neither one of them better. Neither one of them. If you go to a school overseas, that's the best place you can get educated. Not in this country, because they work against.
So there are ways
to make sure they don't educate them. And when you come to the university. Come to the university, half of the foreign students are in the university compared to the ones that live here. Check it out. Fact.
What you say?
The university is in this
country.
Foreign money is taking care of the universities in this country. They're not like it used to be.
Okay.
So then
well,
we hear
real. I disagree. I do think there is a way to know for a fact if
look it up.
We're being.
Is that there?
You're right. And I'm telling you that private school students test better just on sheer classroom size.
Private school students have, I just told you, they have tutors, $45 an hour. Just like the public school, the learning center, they have the learning center. If you got one child that's not going to the learning center and he's not being tutored, what is they going to get? They're just going to be sitting there.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but that's just not what the statistics say. I mean,
I'm not talking about statistics. I'm talking about facts. What I know for a fact.
Those
I don't go with
facts.
The statistics. I'm talking about the walking man on the street or the woman on the street that knows and been around and can see it.
Just say something. Just because you've been, your experiences are anecdotal. You can't just base that.
No, they're not anecdotal.
For the whole United States.
I can write in the newspaper what I think too.
I'm not
writing
in the newspaper
what I know, not what I think.
This
when you hear
crazy.
Them talking,
you pass the test or you fail.
When you hear them talking, you say, I think. When y'all hear a person say, I think, they don't know nothing. They just thinking.
So everybody's
stupid. But if
you know,
you've been there and you see what's going on. So look it up. You can see with your own eyes who's in the university in this
that's
country.
I'm telling you. That's why you just making a point, and I know what
I'm
talking about.
I'm making a fact. I'm making a fact.
That's the thing about this show. Everybody think they just lay claim to the truth. You just
no,
made a
thinking.
Point. Everybody, hold, so everybody
you.
In private schools, the reason, so let me get you some, because I don't understand your point, first off. So private schools, based on $45 an hour, they're getting tutored. That still means they're better, regardless of whatever. They're still testing better than public
schools.
No, they're
not.
So your facts don't even make sense.
Homeschool children are testing better than the private and the public school.
You're right. I'll agree
so
with that.
Where are you coming at?
What I was saying was private schools, they are still every parent doesn't have a way to sit home. Some parents want to have a job. There are ways to test your kids and have them brought to a school and be taught better than public schools. Public schools, actually, our education system is 70 years behind where it's supposed to be. So if something's new today, it ain't going to really take effect for 60, 70 years in our education system. We have an agrarian. That's why they out 3 months during the summer.
Where's America standing when it comes to the rural in education? What number are they?
We way down there. We like number 20.
So
we
that's represent, do it represent the private schools and the public schools, or it just represent the public school system? It represents them all. That's what I'm trying to
okay.
tell you. So if that's something's wrong with the whole situation.
So every okay, so you're right. We should just scrap. Even homeschools need to be screwed over then. You're right. Just give it up. We all just need to be stupid then.
You need to be stupid and get it and look at what you're talking about and get them all together.
She just made a point like something wrong with the whole system. It's more complex than what you're saying. It's not
you
just
were number one,
the whole system is messed up because,
if you were, if
because
you were number
we
one,
rank as nationally. The country ranks internationally number 20, whatever. So the whole, every education system in America, every idea, every thought is stupid. That just don't make, you can't make a sweeping
like
statement
saying,
like that
like
about the whole education system.
You are saying the public school system is stupid. You went through it. Was it stupid?
No. What I'm saying is you take public schools and you compare them to other school systems that we have in this country, and they're at the bottom. Black. Let me tell you what the ones that's suffering the worst. Probably people that's in black neighborhoods, in these poor people, they got these. Those are the worst education systems.
No, the whole country is worse because they were number one, and now they're not anymore. So that means your whole country. And it's looked at a whole compared to
the Germans have always kicked out, but even when we were good, the Germans were always still ahead of us in education.
You need to take a
so.
Look at your system. You need to look at your whole system and see what's wrong with it. Something's not right. And then when your university is a full
okay,
of people,
well, okay, when you say system, you're saying
the
government.
Full of people
oh, you're
that
talking about the government.
Don't look like you.
And
you
I agree with you.
One.
Hold on, I'm trying to agree with you.
More educated
you're
than
saying
people
that's
in
the system.
Country.
Hold on. You just said the system needs to be changed. Based through the government, I agree with you.
I said
the government's the problem. We need to get the government out of education. That's the problem.
Well, no, we don't, because if we got government out of education, a lot of people still wouldn't be reading or writing. Because, you know, once upon a time, people could not, was denied.
The government wasn't
right.
The government,
and if the government
wait a
didn't
minute.
Step in, they
well,
still
ma'am,
did that.
100 years ago, more people could read 100 years ago than now.
I'm not talking about 100 years ago. I'm not talking about 100 years ago.
We didn't have
no
NEA.
No
we didn't have none
that's
of that, and we could read more back 50, then.
That's no 50 years ago.
So that's not true. Even when we were freed as slaves, could read as slaves when we were freed in the 1800s than now. So that's just not true.
It is true.
Now you think the government's the answer
people
because that's
all.
People
denied the right to read, denied the right to vote, and all of these different things. Now they got it, and look who's standing up trying to make sure that.
And you voted for the people that said denied you the right to vote. What you talking about? The guy
that
said segregation now, tomorrow, forever. I'm from Alabama. Black folks voted him in to 1990.
That's
who you support. I can tell by the way you talk.
That's
who you support.
Segregation now, segregation forever. And that's what they were
listening to. And they voted, and black folk voted him in until he was done to 1990.
That's right, they sure did. So what are you talking about? He was a
Democrat
before he was a
Republican. You back.
Wallace was a Democrat before he was a Republican. Not a difference between neither one of them.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back. Afternoon mornings with Tracy and Friends. I'll get it right sometime this year, maybe before December. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody is having a great time. Hope that cup of coffee is going down well. And I'm going to bring up a caller right away. We're talking about a number of things, legalizing marijuana, double standards, why Democrats can lie and Republicans can't stub their toe on the sidewalk without it being national news, and, you know, all the things that are going on here that they never look into. Pew Research tells the story that even though they are cable news and mostly opinion, Fox News is spends more time reporting accurate news. Now, I'm getting jumped on about that on Facebook, and it's okay because I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. So I want to hear from you. And right now I have a caller in the line, 330-953. You are in there.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, listen,
good, man.
I was just, you know, just listening to what you were saying and stuff. First, you know, I just want to say, you know, you're my brother and stuff, man, but I'm a little bit kind of disappointed, man, in how you kind of talked to Diva, but I didn't call you basically about it, but I've never really, you know, heard you kind of talk like that before. So I'm somewhat disappointed, man, in the way that you handle it, because that's normally, well, I mean, I don't know if you think that's just a joke or whatever, but I'm a little surprised in you on that right there. But I was just going to say, you know, I notice every time when you talk and stuff, but you always pertain to Reverend Sharpton. I just want to, you know, put this in here. One is the fact that, you know, everybody, just because they're black, don't particularly always agree on everything that Reverend Sharpton says. I really don't have a qualm with him in general, but when you put him and Bill O'Reilly together, to me, Bill O'Reilly is one of the most racist.
Bill O'Reilly's not racist.
Caucasians that's in this country right here. And see, his thing is, he's what you call a sleeper, and those are one of the worstest type. You know, to where you have a lot of others that's right out. And you know exactly where they are. I remember too many times that I've heard Bill O'Reilly say different, make different speeches and stuff like this. This one last year, I believe you had brought up on your show one time when you were doing the show where he was talking about with black people again. And we go back to what we talked about for a minute yesterday pertaining why does always Caucasians always think that they know what's best for my people and yours. I'm just saying is the fact that, you know, I mean, you can use Al Sharpton, but I just notice it comes up quite often and stuff, you know, but I just want to, you know, make sure any black people that don't really know in general that O'Reilly is definitely a sleeper and he is one to be watched. Go ahead.
Okay. Bill O'Reilly is not prejudiced like that. He's not racist like that.
Jeff. You're not going to hit me. Go ahead.
Listen to my talk.
Go ahead.
This is what it is, and this is what we don't want to recognize. And I'm going to bring up a for instance for you. Okay, Bill O'Reilly is ignorant of black culture and black.
No, he's not.
experience. Yes, he is. He's very ignorant. And because he does not know, he does not live around black people, he does not really identify with black people. And that's the point. Wait a minute, please. Okay, this is going out over terrestrial radio. We're live to lots of households here in our area, plus on the internet. So let me get it out. He's guilty of what most white people are, is they just don't really know. And that goes for Republican and Democrat alike. And because of it, they still treat you certain ways with attitude. Now, I'm going to give you for instance. The filing deadline for running for office for is February 5th. We have right here in our area the 58th District of Ohio, who the state rep position is open because former senator and state rep Bob Hagan is not going to be able to run. Well, you had two African-American women put in for that spot and started doing their groundwork and doing the stuff they had to do to start running for office for that position. Well, just in the fall, in about November, Bob Hagan's wife, Michelle, enters the race. Now, the state Democrat Party, not the county, not Mahoning County, the state Democrat Party held a meeting and they endorsed Michelle Hagan in that race. So what is that? Anybody care to venture
again?
Yes, Jeff, I mean,
I
yeah, but I mean, you're
okay.
jumping, you're jumping,
I'm
you're jumping
where?
Around from one, you're jumping around from one thing to the other. I mean, I'm just trying
to
understand.
No, this goes to,
Jeff,
this goes to the whole,
bro. You asked with somebody answer to what you just said in general, and I'm trying to say to you, if you give me just a half of a second, you only have to give me a full one, just give me a half one, is the fact that you're jumping around from back into the politics thing, and the only thing I'm saying is what I said yesterday again, is that I don't understand why it seems like to me, I may be wrong, you correct me, that you seem to think the same way that these Caucasians do, that they can make decisions and think for us. And that's bull.
But you let them do it every time. They just made a decision for you, Reg, because they're telling you that you're not going to get a chance to
vote. Hello?
No, Reg.
Oh, come on,
Reg.
Jeff. That's
Look,
bull, man.
No, it's not bull.
You're not going to get that over with me, and you know that.
Well, I mean,
you
but you're wrong, Rich. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not wrong. You're not.
Somebody else chime in here and explain my point see if they see what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't. Jeff,
how did they? How did?
It's not,
why did they jump past? Why did they jump past
difference.
The two black girls?
Yeah.
Why did they jump past the two black girls?
Maybe
Jeff,
it's because Hagan is a more recognizable name than those other
please.
Two names.
It doesn't
make
a difference.
Yes, it does. In politics, name recognition means everything in
Diva.
Politics.
Diva.
You know that as well as I do.
Hello, can I say
Diva. Diva.
All right.
The state is a Democrat. Is a Democrat district. It doesn't matter what name goes in it.
It's just like Chris Christie that ran for governor, and he was in a blue state, and he's governor again because that's what they wanted, and it worked together. Point to the blank.
And that's
what does that have to do with what does that have to do with what I just said?
Democrats and Republicans, and that's who they wanted. That.
May, what does that have to do with what I just said?
A whole lot. You asked how
I
ain't
know
what was happening. Ain't no Republicans.
I don't understand.
Ain't no Republicans
going to
vote for that.
How do you think?
How we got into politics? From conversation, just over talking about how
because
one,
we're talking about racism.
One race thinks they know more than the other.
Because it's all
right
well,
back
it's
to politics.
It's all connected. That's why. And that's what I just have to tell you.
No.
This is ridiculous. And
you're not listening.
Well, Reg, you know what?
Go ahead.
Then you know what? Whoever knows that it ain't nothing new and didn't do anything about it, you deserve whatever you have. You deserve what you have. Because you're voting for these people.
And you're allowed to.
Well,
you better believe it.
You better believe it, because I think it's stupid.
Just like we talked about when the president, when you were saying and you were so sure that the president wasn't going to become the president.
No. No, that's a lie.
Well, yes,
that's a lie.
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it one.
Tracy was.
No, you ain't
going to
say that to me.
Are you on Facebook?
Nah. Jeff, I'm going to let you go ahead.
I'm
going
to shut you off, first of all. I had to shut you off, Rich. Rich, I never told you that he was not going to be a president. I knew he was going to be president back 4 years before he ran. So don't say that. And I was one of the few people that knew that there was going to be a black president. I believed it. But I knew it a couple different ways because my sister said, this cat is coming up. And my sister is a prophet, and she is never wrong. I didn't say sometimes not wrong. Never. She has never been wrong. So, once again, don't put things like that on me because it's not true, Reg. You're my boy, but it's not true. 330212,
you know
Reg,
what?
You're back in.
You know what?
I had you muted. Go ahead.
I would say this, my brother. The way my grandma and my aunt and them used to tell me and stuff, if you're not, you say that you did and I say that you did, the best thing to do with this is just say, I don't recall saying it.
I did not do that. I knew he was going to win. There wasn't nobody for him. You think somebody was going to vote for McCain?
You did, Jeff.
I didn't, Reg. And I'm sorry that you think that, but you go back to any of our shows.
I wouldn't say that
you,
to you, brother,
hey, we,
you didn't say
we
it,
have,
I'm not that
well,
type of person.
Here's
you
the thing, Reg.
That. You should Reg, know that.
We have an archive on our website on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. Go back to the website and find
it. No, you go back through it.
No, I don't
you
need to because I know
it.
What I said.
You
I
go back to it.
Okay, my friend. Love you much, man.
He did. You did say he was going to win. However, I do recall that when President Obama was elected in 2008, you were still upset that he got elected.
Very much.
Which, if you already knew he was going to get elected, you shouldn't have been. I don't understand how he was upset.
I was mad because the people did it a certain way, and I can't help that. That's my emotions. It's who I am. But it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, you did say he was going to win, even though you didn't like it.
Thank you, because like I said, that's what I was going to do. But 330212, I want you to come in, and Diva, you're open. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Hey, this is Eric and Warren, man. How you doing, Jeff?
Good, Eric. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I was some kind of way, too, about that whole Hagen thing. That's just, that was not right. That was not right.
No, it wasn't right. But see, here's the thing. I get this stuff all the time about how prejudiced the Republicans are, and I tell these people, you guys are ridiculous because you have it going on right in your face, and you got to deal with it. And they don't deal with that. They just go back and point to Republicans.
Nobody knows anything about Hagen's wife.
Well, you know, notice she uses the middle name, and she uses that middle. He uses that middle name because the family is very famous in this area, and which he should, right? I'm not mad at her. Hillary Rodham Clinton. The Rodhams were huge Republicans in the Chicago area, and so she used that to help her husband get elected president, and she'll use it again to help herself get elected president if she can.
Absolutely. So, and that's all this whole war against Chris Christie is about. MSNBC doesn't care about Chris Christie. They never did.
No, they did not. They were setting up their own race again. And so that's what it was all about. They wanted Christie to be the fair-haired fellow because he was pretty much, you know, pretty much progressive and pretty much, somewhat liberal. And the news media just loved him because he was liberal. And so, you can't do anything with that. You have to follow it for what it's worth.
I'm just trying to figure out which MSNBC you watch, because they don't like Chris Christie on MSNBC.
They don't anymore.
They never did. They hated the fact that he was elected governor in New Jersey. They did everything they could. Every piece that came out about Chris Christie was a negative one, with the exception of when he was howling around with President Obama after Hurricane Sandy, with the exception of Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell, who was basically like, don't be fooled by this.
Hold on. We'll do that after this, after the news. Be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives.
And I'm interested. It sounds interesting.
I feel like I'm a nightmare. It just keeps getting worse and worse.
I've lost people too. I have a brother out there right now. Could be dead for all I know. We're all in bad shape. But I'm telling you, the best way out of this is to stick together. We're looking for iron, silver, salt, any kind of weapon. Salt is a weapon. It's a brand new world. The hope is a brand new world. It's a big starving.
I said, am I talking about myself? I said, when they took Ryan, he was running for vice president. Nobody was running his seat. He could go back and get it. And then they had a Democrat person that could have won, but he didn't. They gave Ryan his seat back. So somebody explain to me, why do things like that happen in both parties?
No, what Jeff is trying to point out is the bigotry and racism of the local Democratic Party where he's at.
Uh-huh.
Because you do have a culture in that area. Uh-huh. Where African Americans, even as Democrats, cannot win and will not be supported by the local Democrat uh-huh. Party.
Yeah. Because they're Blue Dogs Democrats. That's why they can't.
No, they're not. No, these are very left Democrats. These are very left liberal Democrats. They are not Blue Dogs. Yeah. It's their color that's hindering them. He is right on that point because I live there.
And they want to keep somebody that don't look like them out of office. You look at the Congress. So look what they did to the man out of Chicago.
But he's talking about a local area. The reason why he's saying
I'm talking
is
about local.
Trying,
I'm talking about national.
The reason why he's trying to say is because he's trying the people, the voters in that area are very brainwashed
uh-huh.
into blindly supporting the Democratic Party. And I'm a Democrat who came out of that area. They're brainwashed into supporting the local Democrat Party. They're so afraid of the right that they'll vote for whoever, and they'll let the Democrat Party, local Democrat Party, do whatever. And the fact is, you have two viable African American candidates, but why are they now? Why won't they support any African Americans? They only support those of
a different skin,
Caucasian skin.
That's what I'm saying, and that's
we had a black Democrat who ran for mayor. He was not supported by the Democrat Party, and he ran as an independent, and
mm-hmm.
he won.
Mm-hmm.
And he won. But they didn't support him. Even the last mayoral race they had, they put up a guy who was under federal indictment, who's facing a federal indictment charge, and who is as crooked as they come. And it's just a hot mess. The local politics in the area is just a hot
mess. Yes, it's a mess across the country. Let me tell you how they do things. You might get you might have four black people running, and you have one Caucasian running, and the money goes to the Caucasian because of the Democratic Party. It goes to him to make sure that he stays in power so he can control what's done in the community, that which the people in the community, they're not being represented, nor in the Congress are they being represented.
That's what he's just trying to point out. He's trying because a lot of African Americans in that area don't believe that Democrats are bigots or racist.
And
they just don't.
They did J.C. West the same way, and then they did West like that in Florida. The Republicans did it because they should have still been in their office, but a white man ran.
Well, no, they supported Alan West.
No. Oh. That's why Alan West didn't win the second time. They supported him.
No,
the first
Alan
time.
West didn't win the second time because his district was redrawn.
Yes, what did you say? They
redrew his district.
Yeah, so a white man could win.
No, that white man was a very liberal Democrat in a now Democrat district.
Well, what happened to
Alan
Jason?
Alan Grayson is a very, very left-leaning liberal who was well-loved, but then his district was redrawn, and he lost
and
his re-election.
And then
the district was redrawn again, he went up against Alan West, and he won.
But I'm saying what happened to J.C. Watts? They redistricted him, too, and that's why he didn't, because conservatives and Democrats and Republicans like J.C. Watts.
This area is not a mixed area. This is not a purple area that we're speaking of. This is a very, 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 very blue, deep blue.
I'm saying,
now,
I'm
here's
saying
Tracy.
The ones that are blue and the ones that are blue, you have to look at the way the politics is done to keep a face that don't look like you out. That's how they do it, and they work together.
Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends. We're back, and it's 27 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock here on the 21st of January. It is cold outside, if you don't know that. Somewhere around, what's the temperature outside, Jeff?
17.
And it feels like it's like 2, at least.
8 below.
And it's tough out there. You're listening to Tracy and Friends again. The number is 347-945-5229. And I'm going to go back to the phone line. Just what are you guys talking about? Because all I heard was Hillary and y'all talking crazy.
Oh, I said
Hillary.
Let me ask
you this. Mm-hmm. You said something, and I got to pull this in.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this to everyone. And you guys are talking about what I think Diva said. Well, MSNBC never did like Chrissy, or they didn't like Chrissy. Can you say politics? You have to understand that there are people out there that are politicizing things in its own time span. There's a curriculum inside of college called political science.
Uh-huh.
And so people need to recognize that there is a science to politics.
Uh-huh.
And if you do not study the science, you will not understand that there is a science. Science means there is a theory, a mechanism, and there is an application that goes with it, and it's a process.
Uh-huh.
And with political science, with your sciences, there is a equation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is with this equation that you are a part of but don't participate in, there are people out there who are smarter and brighter than all of us who are playing us in this equation of science. And so they come up with a hypothesis, and then they go to prove it. And they prove it through numbers and through a political process. And so when you say, well, you know, they liked him, they didn't like him when he was running for governor. Well, no, they didn't like him when he was running for governor. But then when he was running for governor and he won, and then when he started embracing some of their ideologies, then all of a sudden they became a little bit warm to him.
Yep.
And as long as he is good for ratings and good for them, then he's in love with them. But right now, because the tide has turned and we've got to get our people in, because, see, remember, right now we are and I hate to say this, we are on a very, very progressive liberal agenda.
They have been for a very long time.
And what is
and
that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so if you look at the progressive
agenda?
If you actually look at the progressive liberal agenda, it is a whole lot greater, a whole lot farther, and a whole lot broader than you will ever imagine. And they are studying you, and they have studied you over the years, because this is a manipulation move for power, for influence, and for greed. It's all about dollars.
We had a black high school named Woodrow Wilson High School for how many years in Youngstown? And that man hated black people.
And we
still do.
He's a progressive.
And every time We got to change the name. Folks rise up and say, don't do it. And it comes from our ignorance.
Which side of town that school was on, too? And where,
no, no, Diva,
where,
Diva,
which
Diva.
That
Diva.
Was in.
It, might, it was white when it was, listen, it was white when it was named. But now you have an, all you have an, you have a your school board is majority African American. They can change the name of the school at a whim, and you still can't change the name. Your majority of the people who live over on that side of town are still African American, and they still don't say change the name. Listen to the mindset of that.
Woodrow Wilson didn't even want black people serving him coffee.
No,
he fired every federal employee, but J. Edgar Hoover's driver, well, not J. Edgar Hoover's, but his own driver. Excuse me. He kept a black chauffeur.
And if you look at this, if you look at how he actually duped Frederick Douglass and African Americans into supporting him for the presidency, they thought they were going to advance with him, and he lied. You got to go into the history of Frederick Douglass of that. Pardon me?
Can I ask you something?
Sure. When,
why is it that every time you guys have to point out racist Democrats, you can only go back pre-civil rights?
Oh no,
wait, Diva. Can you hold on, Diva? Can you say Senator Byrd?
Can you say Bill
Senator?
Clinton? Can you say Bill Clinton?
You'll never prove
Bill Clinton is a racist.
Oh, yes, you can.
Bill Clinton is a racist. The Kennedy's
report is, he say, a few years ago Obama would have been carrying our luggage. A few years ago, Obama would have been getting our coffee. This is the greatest fairy tale there is. Tell me that those are nice.
But you can't. Let me say this. Those are racist statements, but it doesn't prove the intent of the heart.
Because, of course.
Because remember, he was the first black president.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
But you have to understand. Let me say this. There are ignorance and there's prejudice and racism on both sides. Don't get it twisted. The problem is Republicans are stupid enough to show their ignorance. Democrats are smarter, and when they do, they get a pass because we have turned Democrat into a religion.
Right, because he spoke weed and played the saxophone, so he's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we get duped along the way. But during the process, I mean, if you look at your senators, if you look at Harry Reid, he ain't in love with black people.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
I mean, you want me to start naming them all? I'm not going to tell you Boehner's in love with black people, but you ain't never heard me nor Jeff or anybody on this program come in here and tell you Boehner's in love with black people.
And they told you that there ain't no racist people in the Republican Party.
As a matter of fact, as a Republican, I really don't care if they love me or not because I'm not there to find an affinity with them. I'm there to get what I need to get politically.
Just like yesterday.
You don't have to love me.
Why should we as Democrats care that the Democrat Party loves me? Not.
Because they don't do anything for you when you're there. This is not really about who is in love with me and who's not in love with me, who's going to do for me. The question is who's going to do for me and make sure my agenda gets advanced. You never have to like me, love me, or invite me to your house as long as I get what I need.
So if you're not a black entrepreneur, then how do you fit into the
Because, Diva, look at the educational system. Look at what's going, the economic development. Look at your society at large. Anything that is supposed to be high in our community is low, and anything that's supposed to be low is high. And you can't.
You
can
bring that down to me like I'm in pre-K
and
Head Start.
Right now, you mentioned Head Start. I think that early education is a great program. But it is so top-heavy that the children aren't getting what they need.
No, they're not.
So
anytime
how can
you have a hold on, Diva. You
asked
me a question. You asked me a question, so let me finish my statement. There is no way that you can prove to me that you can actually have 50 years of a program and still have 60% of your preschoolers not being able to read by the third grade. Because if a child cannot read by the third grade, he cannot read to learn by the fourth grade.
Yeah. At that point, if you can't read, then you can't keep up.
So how would the Republican Party revamp or change that system? What would they do about that system?
One, make it accountable. See, you shouldn't have accreditation in something if you're not being accountable in something. And what I'm saying is we don't need to go Republican and Democrat. We need to say this is our program, this is what we want, and we expect for you to implement it. And if not, we will move our vote somewhere else.
No matter who you
No matter if you're Republican or Democrat.
Right.
See, I'm not telling anybody to become Republican.
No.
What I'm telling you is become independent.
But if I want to become independent and get both sides, I know what Democrats want to do. They want to ensure and keep that program, keep on money there at the hope that it will be as it's supposed to be.
No,
I don't know what we're
going
to do for that
Diva,
program other than
what
you sound like making
Diva,
it accountable.
Reason,
if you're not,
Diva, you
it,
don't
it doesn't
listen.
Work, then you're going to take it away.
The reason why it doesn't work is because they politicized the program into an economic money belt. It's a good way, and excuse the expression, but it's a good way to launder money. And it's
so
a good way to keep people stagnant.
There's no point or purpose in the program then.
No, and I didn't say that. That's not what I said. You're not listening to what the words that are coming out of my mouth.
I'm trying to. I'm
what
really trying
I
to understand.
Said, Diva, what I said was, hold on, what I said was make it accountable. The same way that I talked to you about unemployment insurance. I'm not saying that we should not have a program so that when people lose their job, they don't get assistance. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying to do away with welfare or aid to dependent children. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying do away with public education. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is make it accountable for the community in which it serves.
How do you do that?
And then if it's not accountable, either change it or pull the funding, because I'm not going to continue to pay for a bad program.
How do you make it accountable?
You change the program. You change the process. You change the procedure. You quit putting money into
right
a dark hole.
You got to give me a little bit more than just change. What exactly,
Diva,
would you
if
do?
I pay,
out
Diva,
of
if
and
I
money.
Pay,
like you would know, Diva.
Diva, if I pay you,
I told you.
Listen, if I pay you to come to work every morning at 9 o'clock and to paint one side of the room, and that's your job, and every day you're supposed to have paint one side of the room, and I come back and you never have that wall painted,
you're gone.
I need to either find out. Hold on, Diva. Hold on. I need to either find out, have I given you too much, or are you just not doing it? If I'm giving you too much, I need to put two people on the wall. But if I find out that everybody else in the room is painting their wall and everybody has the same dimensions, I'm finding out that you're not doing the job, then I need to reevaluate my process of hiring you to get the job done.
So should they have licensed teachers teaching Head Start and pay? Should they start testing?
It's not about the licensed
programs.
No, Diva, it's about the program and the execution of them. How can you have a public school system where we don't make our children accountable? And we don't make the parents accountable.
How would you make them accountable is what I'm asking.
Oh, Diva, you have no idea if I had my way. If I had
my
way, all children at the age of 6 would not be entering the school at the same grade, at the same level. I would stop that automatically. There would be a testing program, and they would go, and they would actually change based upon mastery. Doing this and just everybody going to the next grade just because you get older would never happen with my
right. Wait a minute, Trace. Let me say this. Barack Obama, President Obama, had a program called Race to the Top. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. That brought accountability to the teachers. And guess what? The unions voted it down, and they didn't want them to get those funds. And here in Youngstown, there was millions of dollars that they had that they would have infused the system with. For Race to the Top funds, but the teachers didn't want to be accountable to anybody.
And let me say this, East Coast, you know what? I am for privatizing if privatizing is going to be held accountable.
Only.
I mean, it's like with charter schools in the state of Ohio.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
Somebody has their TV on. Somebody has their TV on. Please, please, please turn that off. Privatizing, I don't have a problem if your private worker is going to do a good job. And I don't have a problem with private companies. I don't have a problem with privatizing. But I think they should be held to the same standard of accountability as you do employees. And if you don't do it, then yank the contract. And I believe in opportunity. But this is my – and I'm saying this as an independent person, not as a Republican and or a Democrat. And that's where we're missing the boat. I'm telling people we need to be able to self-govern at the local level.
True.
And get things done. And what's happening is, I'm watching television last night, and they're telling me that federal government trumps state government, and that's not true. State government trumps federal government. because every state is its own unique corporation.
Mm-hmm.
We keep on believing that the feds are better than us, and they're not. They don't even know all politics are local. If you don't know what's going on in my neighborhood, it's kind of hard for you to make rules, laws, and regulations for it. But when you have inept people who are governing you at the local level, you get what you get. And it's because we've dumbed down the electorate. Why in the world would we allow the school district to take arts and music and home ec and woodshop away from the classroom? Why would we allow them to take civics away from the classroom where you don't learn the process of democracy?
You run into problems not just because someone doesn't like those things. That's what happens when you don't have – when you either misappropriate the funds that are coming in,
Diva,
steal the funds coming in, or you don't have enough funds coming in.
No, Diva, change it. But then don't allow the unions to come in and allow you to keep teachers, because for a very, very long time, you couldn't get rid of a teacher after he was tenured unless he dropped dead. They're just getting to the place right now that you can actually get rid of bad teachers. So you can have a teacher.
I completely agree with you.
And Diva,
but I'm like,
that was bad. Hold on. But
what are we to do?
Listen, we get engaged in the process. If you look at what has happened with the unions and with business, the same problem that Democrats have with business is the same problem that Republicans have with unions. And both of us are right. There are businesses out there that will not care for their employees. There are municipalities that will not take care of the employees. But there have been unions who are now, they have buffeted themselves out of business. And we need to understand that. There were things inside of contracts that unions have in there that should have never been concessions inside of there. And we allowed it. But then we took, we put inept people on the school board because the unions ran slates to make sure they got what they wanted. We need to understand that it is a political science. It is a game. It is the maneuverability of people's ideologies of see who's going to win and who's going to lose. And until the American people become educated in the process and quit being pawns on the chessboard, we will always be having this conversation, because the power of America is in an informed electorate. It is in its people's hands. And we have given it over to a bureaucracy that does not love us, care for us, nor do they care what's going to happen to our future. If you like Obamacare, then you should support it. But what has happened is you have people who didn't even read it and voted for it.
Yep.
And you voted for
them. And they admit they didn't read it.
That's a problem. How do you sit up and tell me that I'm for something, but I don't know what's in it, but I'm going to pass it because I don't want you to change it? Come on, y'all. We talk about people not reading the fine print. Heck, they didn't read it.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at some other stuff. The president said that his ratings dropped because of racism.
I know.
And guess what?
People believe it.
They believe it.
Play the violin. Play the violin.
After all the people voted for this guy twice, now it's racism when his approval rating goes down, not these screwed up policies that he's put in place. It's racism.
That's just funny at this point. It's funny at this point to hear him say that. It's just funny.
It's not only funny, but it is absolutely ludicrous,
and I'm
disappointed.
Hold on, Jeff. It ain't funny that he said it. I don't blame you for saying it. I'm sorry for the people that believe it.
I feel
sorry for them because people buy into it. He's smart enough to say it out loud because he knows people believe it, and we buy into it. Yet you're still not getting a sandwich. You guys know I read my Bible. Man went up to Jesus and said, listen, even the dogs get crumbs from the table. And we walking around the United States of America waving a flag, talking about, that's my dude. Got pictures all over the barbershops and in our houses and everywhere, talking about we love Barack Obama, and he won't give you a crumb from the table.
Nothing.
And
we won't
hold
him accountable. That's a problem. So we need to take our hands out of the sand. And stand up, put our chest out, Be proud. Get an education. Turn our TVs, our cell phones, our Facebook pages off. Put crazy stuff on there and start executing it for our own good so that we can actually have a voice. Because if not, we're going to die. We cannot continue going down the road that we're going and think we're going to survive. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bob Bush, George Bush, whomever, Obama, I don't care, Chris Christie, and you want to be sitting at every table in the nation voicing the views of our community, both black and white.
Right.
And if you don't hold them accountable, move. You're going to be gone. I'm going to fire you.
And one thing that May said earlier is that where is the voice of the regular people?
What regular people?
Well, us.
on this
show, we're the regular people. This is the only place we can make a view.
I'm working my little happy tail off, trying to be at every place, everywhere, brim broke. Y'all just don't have a clue how broke a girl can be. Trying to make sure that the voice of the people are heard and things are done right. But it's a game. It's so much of a game, it's a shame. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you something. I made a friend about 8 months ago. He's from Russia. And he was a die-hard communist. Right to the bone, he was a communist. Then all of a sudden, he's in his 50s, all of a sudden, the light switched on. He says, this is not working for me. They're lying to me. They're lying. He moved his whole family, and I mean not just his immediate family, I mean everybody, to the States. Because what was happening there was not working for him. And this is going to be the same thing that's going to happen to the liberal Democrats. They're going to find out, this is not working for me. Gee, when is that light going to turn on for them? When it's too late?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No. You keep, let's see, liberal Democrats are
Democrats,
part of the...
whatever. What,
No. This is more than Democrats. You have to realize, when you look at the registers of roll, the majority of people in America are independent. If the liberals flush the toilet and we're all in it, we all go down with it. We need to understand that. And if you look at how the media is moving the mindset of the people, any time that you speak out against anything that they disagree with, they demonize you, they squash you, and then they make you apologize, and you no longer can work anymore in that area. So
that's
when good people,
Frankenstein monster, that's what they do.
That's what they do. So what's happening is our young people are learning that you are to be seen and not heard. And then if you don't agree with the way that I tell you to agree, then you need to sit in the corner and shut up, because if you disagree, you will never exceed. You will never go anywhere. So we need to make sure that when we say liberal Democrats, it's not just the liberal Democrats. It is the Republicans, the independents, and the Democrats that are called Americans. Because all of us are being flushed down the toilet and don't realize we're even in a commode.
Oh, I see it. Clearly. The problem is, what do we do about it?
We get more information. We begin to get on boards. Right now, both Democrats and Republicans are looking for precinct committee people. Those are you had a Tea Party there. No, you need to be a part of the infrastructure. You need to be a part of the process. You need to go speak your voice so that you can get to the people that are elected, so that you'll know what's going on. And then if you don't like them, work your precinct, work your neighborhood, and work your community to change it. That's how it works.
Why don't you tell us how you feel?
Oh.
Well, you know what? The one thing I noticed, except for a select few, you try to talk religion or politics, and they'll shut you out. And I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. They shut you out.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm telling you is, that's because...
Black, I don't care if they're Mexican, whatever. You talk those two things, and they shut you down.
You have to become a part of the process. People go to the polls and they vote, but they do not. This process is 24/7, 365 days a year. It is more than just the 2 days that you vote a year. It's more than registration. If you're going to be a part of the process, then you need to get engaged. You need to call your local parties and say, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, or call the Board of Elections and say, I'm going to run for precinct committee person. That's how you do it. That's where you start. You actually go and volunteer to become a poll worker on election day. That's where you start. When you see boards and you see commissions that come up, that's where you start. And once you start there, you'll be somewhere. You'll have a voice, and people will listen to you. You'll be surprised what kind of people you'll run into. Hey, Matt, how are you, darling?
I'm good, Tracy. I'm just over here. I'm cleaning my double barrel, fully automatic hand machine gun, 9mm. Just making sure people know the truth about what's going on in this day and age. That's all. Tell me, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Well, Jeff
won't let me own a gun. Jeff and Sticks won't let me own a gun. I don't know why.
Well, this gun I got, it's fantastic. It fires 60,000 rounds in a half second.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you hear that? How many rounds in a half second?
Y'all won't let me have a handgun. I know y'all won't let me have one of those.
You got to tell who said that so that they understand.
He's a state senator for California named Kevin DeLeon. I guess I think it's French. I'm not sure. DeLeon. And this guy got up and completely just misrepresented what guns are. And it's not just guns, because you see a lot of, and this is a lot of the reason we have these problems in this country, is because people can get up in front of the country pretending that they are experts on a situation, say whatever they want, and expect it to be believed. This guy, if you haven't seen it yet, Kevin DeLeon, Google that, look at what he said, and it's incredible the stuff that people say, and it's amazing that we look at the disinformation in this country and say, gee, I don't know why we got to this point.
Well, Joe Biden said that assault rifle is heavier than a shotgun.
Like, you know,
that's ridiculous.
I don't know. You know, I can tell you that I went to a school board meeting in my local area, and we're discussing all day kindergarten. And I think the conversations that we need to start having, we need to, instead of, you know, if you're on one side of the aisle or on the other side of the aisle, if you truly believe in what you're saying about something, go out, get your facts, and calmly talk about it, because that's where the truth comes in. We're talking about this all-day kindergarten, which I wasn't really happy about. I thought it would be, a bad thing for children. When I actually did the research on it throughout the country for people that have all day, I found out that it really doesn't affect kids one way or the other. So I'm willing to have that conversation. Now let's talk about the money. Well, as soon as I said that, I've been attacked ever since by the school board members that want this all-day kindergarten. And that's where the problems start. Why can't we talk about things honestly anymore?
Because I can't tell you the truth. This is what I'm saying. We get information secondhand because we read it on the news, thirdhand because you read it on a blog. You know, we watch the talking heads on television, and we get very, very, very little news. The only news you get is there was a car accident on your interstate, and two people died. That's the most news you get, or guns were shot, or shots were fired over on your side of town, or on a side of town, or in a city. But as far as you actually getting information that is going to be useful to you, you don't get any more, and that's the problem. You don't get information. They tell you what they want you to know. That's why you can go to Sandy Hook and they can talk about, you know, automatic assault rifles when he used a handgun. And we all believe it. Or you can watch SNL Saturday Night Live and think that actually Palin actually said that she could see Russia from her house, and we take it as she said it because the girl looked, Tina Fey looked like Sarah Palin that day. We need to understand where we get our news from right now. That's a problem.
And
we,
you know what, I think laziness plays a big deal into it, too. I mean, we have the Internet and such, and of course, there's a lot of sites that lean in one direction or another. The example that I brought up with this all-day kindergarten, there were things out there where it was just, oh, it's bad, oh, it's horrible, it's going to ruin the – but I didn't click on those. I clicked on what I found fair and what was real, okay? I could have clicked on all those things and brought those to the school board and said, you're full of it. But I didn't. I did actual, truthful, honest research. And you could basically do that about a lot of these situations in life and what we're going through in this country. It's laziness.
It's laziness, but it's conditioning. And I use this analogy, I think I said it yesterday also. When we were coming up, at one time, if you read a word, saw a word, and you did not know the definition of the word, your parents told you to go look it up. Today, we don't tell our children to go research it for themselves.
Yeah, nowadays kids are being taught what to think, not how to think.
Absolutely. Who's this? That's a new
note. Eric and Warren.
Hi, Eric and Warren. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tracy.
That's good.
But yeah,
glad to have you chiming in.
What's that?
Appreciate it.
But we have. We got to teach people to think, even with the Bible. The Bible says to study to show your own self approved. Don't let somebody tell you something and you say, okay. I was reading a book the other day, and the man was trying to tell me that the Holy Ghost was not a part of God. And it was limited.
Okay.
I said, oh, who? I mean, I didn't heard about monotheistic. I didn't heard about the Trinitarian. You know, I didn't heard about a whole bunch of stuff, but that was the first time I heard of there was Jesus and God, but the Spirit of God was not a part of God. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. I ain't never heard that before. I ripped up the book and threw it away in the trash can. I don't even give those out. That's just stupid. And I'm just talking about my own belief. You got to read for yourself because you got to know what people are telling you. And you got to teach your children the same thing. Don't just regurgitate something that I say. Look it up. Disagree with me. It's okay. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. I'll leave the phone lines open, Diva. South Carolina, your mic is open. Matt, your mic is open. 212, I think that's you, Eric. Your mic is open. And Diva, your mic is open. I think I've got two private callers. One of you, one's muted. One's open. We'll be right back.
She asks, do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines?
Coming from Jeff. I'll be right back.
Ivy Woods Manor offers rehabilitation for people with congestive.
What's up, everyone?
How's it going? Sorry about the cough there, guys.
It's cold here in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. I hear you. Hey, I don't know if Stanley is on the line. Is he on the line? I heard he wasn't, but he might be listening. All right, I guess he's not. I owe him a thank you. I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for his after the show yesterday, him constantly saying the most annoying, ma'am, 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 my head would have exploded. So big ups to Stanley yesterday.
Well, I tell you, man, I don't know what was going on with that young lady, but she just would not let me speak. I mean, I don't know.
I don't
South Carolina, are you sick? Do you have a cold?
Sinuses.
Oh, I'm on mute now. Can I speak?
You sound.
I want to speak about the host that was talking. Now, she contradicted herself when she said, show thyself approved. She won't even let me speak because I don't agree with what she said. And when you heard the president say, the president's ratings are down. Look it up. If you do a survey with 2,000 people, you got 6,000 people. So what did that survey mean? But then you got people running around talking about, oh, his ratings are down. That survey don't mean a thing.
That doesn't mean his brains are down because people don't like the color of his skin.
Thank you. Because the first person that came on, what did he say? Well, they got mad. He was mad because he was walking with the president. Every person walks with the president when a tragedy happens. What you mad with it about?
But you missed, she said. She said that the president said, which he did say, it could have been out of context. I didn't read the whole interview. But it was the fact that he's saying his ratings are down because people don't like the color of his skin.
They don't. And that's what happens. People won't admit it.
That's not the reason why his ratings are down.
I'm not talking about that. His ratings are not down. I'm saying if you're going to take a poll of 2,000 people.
No, the president himself said this. This is not, she's not saying this. The president said that.
That's what
he said this in an interview.
Can I speak this? He is speaking to the people that are saying his ratings are down. The ones that don't know no better, of course, talk to them that way. But if you know better, a rating don't mean if you got 2,000 people, what does it represent is what I'm asking.
Oh, okay, but you're trying to take what she said and turn it into...
No, I'm saying it was
because she made an actual statement.
She didn't say that. The other person said it. But before the president ever spoke out about it, this was said through the media, that his ratings are down to whatever percent it is. And I'm saying to myself, before he even spoke the other day, I'm saying, can these people count? 2,000 does not represent nothing. If
what
you got 5,000 people,
okay.
What does it represent?
I don't know. Because Tracy said, his ratings
are
down.
What are you talking about? I'm not following you here. What are you talking about?
Skin color. Now, you said that she was wrong in that. And I'm trying to tell you, no, she wasn't wrong.
That's not what I said she was wrong about. I'm not talking about the ratings. I'm talking about what Tracy said was that she repeated everything that has been said on Fox. Everything about the health care thing is what Tracy was talking about. The health care thing and all these things that were said on Fox, I've heard that for 5 years. Everything that she said was repeated from Fox Channel, Create a Crime Channel. That's what I call it, Create a Crime. No facts, no feelings, Bill Wall writing them. That's what I didn't say nothing about. Tracy said nothing about his rating. I'm saying the person that was so happy about the rating. I'm saying you take a look at it, and it doesn't make any sense regarding that the president
said you did. That was the first thing that came up in my mouth.
Tracy didn't say that. The other guy said it. Tracy didn't say nothing about the president rating. It was the other guy that was talking about his rating. I'm saying what Tracy was saying was about
the health care thing. Tracy was the one that brought up, she said, I can't understand, or something to the lines where I can't understand the president talking about his ratings are down because of his skin. And you alluded to that, and that's the second thing that came out your mouth.
Diva, you are misunderstanding. The guy that was talking about it and laughing about it, that's who I was talking about. I'm saying what Tracy was saying when she was talking about the health care thing and all of this. We've heard this over and over again through Fox. Everything that's said on Fox, we have people repeating it. Go look it up for yourself and see what's into the health care bill. She said people didn't read it. Well, if that's the case, a whole lot of people are not reading it and looking at things when they come and talk about what Fox has said. Read for yourself. Get on the, be a foot soldier and know and stop looking at these commentators trying to tell you what to do and say when you can look it up and see for yourself and see what's going on. But you repeating something somebody else put in your thoughts. Use your own thoughts, and you don't have to worry about those people blocking them out. But Tracy don't let people have an opinion when they got one if you on mute.
No, but you do have an opinion, but if you're wrong,
you can't
you're
give
wrong.
It.
If you're wrong, you're wrong.
What about, tell me what I'm wrong about. Now, what am I wrong about if I'm wrong?
You're talking about doing a whole something that's totally opposite of what.
What am I wrong about? Tell me.
The president said his own ratings were down.
I'm not talking about no ratings. I am not talking about ratings. What Tracy? I am
talking
about.
Then?
I'm talking about Fox.
He said this in an interview, ma'am. He said this in an interview, ma'am. He was interviewed. He told a reporter that his ratings are down because of the color of his skin.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is
not
a lie.
I'm not talking about no ratings. I'm talking about what Tracy said about the health care bill people not reading. Can you get it? Not reading.
Well, you couldn't
the
read it. You couldn't read the health care bill.
They didn't read it. It's 5,000 plus pages.
Now y'all got
by the
this
time
is now it's clicking.
By the time the original bill got out of conference, it wasn't 5,000 pages. They could have read it. They was just being lazy. They always been lazy. Those on the right didn't want to read it.
And that's what I'm
saying.
And what I'm trying
don't
to say is
there.
That
you know
everything.
That's wrong.
Is what I'm trying to say. Everything that you get from Fox over there, you're not reading either. You were taking what Fox said and taking it as word of truth, or is it a lie? You don't even read to see if it's the truth or a lie. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about nothing else. That's
Listen,
what I'm saying. You read just for yourself.
But here's the thing.
Show thyself approved by
for
reading
myself.
For yourself and going to it and doing it yourself
it
without anybody
myself.
Else do it for you. And then
and
have
the
a conversation with
is,
somebody that
oh,
has a different,
hell,
a different opinion
again.
Than you.
This woman don't shut up. She does not shut her damn mouth.
She shut up. Tell you everything one side
you
is going to go crooked one day.
You got one gear, and then you go straight into that gear, and you just don't shut up and let nobody else talk.
I asked you a question you could not answer.
Diva, you don't stand a chance next to this lady. I'm afraid to scratch my head because I'm afraid
me
I might have bought something.
Me and Diva had a conversation yesterday without you. You just coming in with ignoramus stuff because half of the stuff that we see on the news don't even make no sense anyway. Just childish mess.
I love you, babe. I love you. Anybody know where they're hiring an auctioneer?
I'm going
to tell you how I do it. I go straight up the middle. I look left and I look right because I don't follow people. I make sure that I'm not jumping off a boat because
you're sounding
I can't
like
me
a,
to
you're
jump off a boat.
You're sounding really ignorant right now.
When once y'all learn to do that,
really
y'all
ignorant.
Be reading too.
You're sounding
so
really
I'm
ignorant.
Tired of hearing the same thing over and over again like it's a broken record. All it is talking points. Get
but
rid of the talking points.
You have to recognize it's a conservative talk radio program. So that's what you're going to get.
I know a lot of conservatives that don't even comment with this. You can have a conversation with them.
But they're not moderate conservatives. So it's different to have a conversation with a moderate or a liberal conservative. They're not that. They're straight-laced.
I asked
right
the question, what was a conservative, so I can know if I'm one or not.
There's
I'm not
no such thing as a liberal conservative.
So can y'all tell me what it is? Take to be a conservative.
Oh, okay, you're right. There's no such thing as a, I'm sorry, not a liberal conservative, but a liberal Republican, moderate, these are conservatives. So you're going to get what you get.
A moderate conservative or a liberal conservative is a progressive. That's why
exactly.
We don't talk
and
about
these are not these, and these
exactly.
Are not them. So
yeah.
You're going to get what you're going to hear some type of Tea Party rhetoric because South Carolina is affiliated with the Tea Party. So you're going to get a little of that. Matt's more of a, I want to say a moderate, but then he probably might cuss me out.
Politically, I'm hard right, but, you know, on certain other subjects, I'm more in the middle.
Jeff Green is far right. Don't listen to him. He's far right. He's more right, more to the right than South Carolina.
Okay.
Tracy's more moderate, but she's not progressive. But these are all conservatives. So you're going to, I mean, you're going to get what you're going to get. You can't expect to hear any accolades or Democrats or left.
See, Diva, like, you don't have the same opinion they do, but if you don't, they don't like your opinion, or you come in with something different, they're going to shut you down, and then they're going to keep on with the same rhetoric over and over and
oh,
over
I
again.
Know that. I've been calling into the show for 4 years. They've been shutting
yeah.
me down for 4 years.
Well, I've been on radio.
I've learned.
I've been on radio. Talking to conservatives.
Liberals
and
do
I can
it
have
all the
a
time,
conversation
though.
With some of them, and some of them just hang up on you because they can't take the difference. And then they tell people to read and look at this, but they focus on giving you something that came from somebody else. What do you know? Just get rid of the party and get rid of all of the other stuff and use your brain and tell me what do you have inside that you didn't get from O'Reilly or Rachel Maddow or somewhere else.
So
independent thinking.
Well, let me
and
say
we don't
this,
have any of that, and I haven't heard any. Okay,
a lot of times when people
have,
say
you're not.
When people say that we got our ideals from you know Bill O'Reilly or Mark or Hannity or Beck, a lot of times they say that to me. But a lot of these decisions or things that I came up with on my own through research. So that's not really a fair statement. We just happen to come to
independent
the same.
Thinking.
Well,
so
then
I
you
guess.
Know how it feels, Matt, when you say it to someone on the left, because
mm-hmm.
you guys say the same thing about us. The fact that if somebody comes up with a theory, an opinion, or facts, or whatever, you say, oh, you're just spewing right-wing logic that they're brainwashed you with, which is not the truth. A lot of people, such as myself, do a lot of independent research. And I come to facts and conclusions just like you would if you were looking for certain things.
Right.
Now
I
you
don't
know
think
how I feel.
No, you're right. You're right. And I don't think I've ever accused you, Diva, of regarding
my
way.
Yes, you have.
Way.
It's how we think.
I just called
you
crazy.
It's how we think. It's how we think or nobody else think at all. And then you get put on mute because you can't give your opinion out. Because
I don't
get
mad anymore. I used to get very upset.
I used to get very frustrated.
You are entitled to your own opinion. Everybody's
right.
entitled to their own opinion. But you are not entitled to your own facts.
Thank you.
You
have
you're talking what you're saying.
That's why I like
that. What you're saying
is
not
true.
To whoever is interpreting them.
And I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony.
and fired two blasts outside the house. My shotgun, my shotgun. You don't need a machine gun. You don't need 30 rounds. My shotgun, my double shotgun. You don't need a flamethrower. And you don't need a tank. You don't need an AR-15. Scare those dubs away. No, and I don't need a grenade launcher. I don't need an F-15. There's just one thing I need to do, and I stay away from me.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And if you want to call locally, you can. The number is 330-781-9600. Jeff and I are here in the studio. I had to, you know, they mentioned shotguns, and so I had to bring it back up again. So that was a classic. Absolutely a classic. Hey, South Carolina, how you doing, darling?
I'm getting better. The frog is about to leave me.
The what?
But I'm getting the frog.
Oh, you got a frog?
Yeah, I have a frog in my throat.
Oh. Well, you didn't, you know,
yeah.
They say if you kiss a frog, it'll turn into a, a prince or a princess.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll turn to a prince. I don't think South Carolina go that way. I'm just saying.
Get that right.
Hey, listen, you better not say that out loud, because you see what happened to the bachelor. He get ready to have a meeting with Glenn.
Oh, man.
He made a statement, and he said that he didn't think that they ought to have bisexuals or lesbians or gays on The Bachelor for primetime television because he didn't think it would be good for ABC.
And he called them perverts. I was like, come on, dude, really?
That's what they are. What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
Oh,
that
man.
That's a perverted way to have sex because sex is supposed to be made one way. And when you change you pervert it. It's not that pervert, you know, you might use it as a negative term,
it in
but it's a
terms,
truthful term.
No, you're saying it. He just said they're perverts.
Well,
what's
wrong with
that? Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Was it a lie?
I can't wrap my mind or my mouth around to call him pervert, because in my mind, pervert is like an old man trying to be with a 12-year-old girl, a rapist. So
and you don't think that we are not perverting our bodies when we use them for something outside of what they were designed to do.
Well, then I guess everybody who's having sex or stuff outside of marriage are considered perverts. Then
guess what, Diva? They are right.
Maybe
okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you premarital sex is not a perversion. It is.
It is a perversion. It's perverted.
And those of us who have done it are perverts, absolutely. So we might as well quit. If you want to own up to the sex thing, we might as well own up to all of it. It's the truth. None is any better. But see, I can say that and I'm not going to get beat up. But if I tell you that a gay man or a gay woman and how they decide they want to have sex is abnormal, then I'm going to get pounced upon.
Yep.
And you shouldn't have to apologize for feeling that way either. That's my problem, you know.
That's the issue. Let me feel how I choose. Believe what I believe, just like you do.
I'm not going to go out there and apologize on national TV when I don't feel that I should have to apologize, you know. If I don't agree with that, I don't agree with that.
I agree. I'm with that all the way.
He tells that to kiss the backside and no man could enter.
Our problem is you cannot tell the truth anymore. Over 55 million babies have been killed through abortion since Roe v. Wade was passed.
That's crazy.
55 million babies?
That's crazy.
And that doctor in Philadelphia, that Guzenel or whatever, keeping babies' feet in jars. I mean, come on, man. What is the point of doing that?
Oh. He was sick. He was demented.
So many of us are. And we think it's okay. See, that's the problem. We think stuff is okay. And we don't call right, right, and wrong, wrong. We need to cut that out.
The prosecutor should have asked him, why did you do that? I mean, explain, why would you do that medically? I mean, there's no medical reason for him to do that.
There's no medical reason for him to abort a 9-month-old fetus.
But they're doing it anyhow.
It was moving when it was removed from the woman's womb.
Oh,
we're doing it anyhow.
Which the good president ruled on 3 times in Congress and said you need to kill that baby.
Late-term abortion.
If he survives,
I don't want to get too graphic, but the way he got rid of the child was to put a nail through the back of the child's neck. Now, why would you do that?
Or strangle him.
I'm missing the parallel. I mean, I brought it in because I was just reading it out loud, and people need to know, if you want to know what's going on in our country, it begins with murder and sanctioning it.
Well, I have a question. Okay, I saw something on Facebook. It was an article. I didn't have a chance to really look into it, but I guess I'll just ask you. Okay, did Barbara Bush come out saying she's pro-choice?
She said it while she was in the White House.
She's always said that.
Oh, okay. I've
They're
never paid attention.
I mean, she wasn't the president. She was the president's wife.
A progressive.
And that is true. A progressive. That is true.
Margaret Sanger.
And we have a lot of them.
Margaret Sanger was not in favor of abortion.
Oh,
yes,
my
she was.
God.
Where did
she not?
I need to find out where Diva got her. Where did you read that?
Let me ask the question.
Well, you have to. There are several articles that you can look up. Just Google her name, and you will see that she was not for abortion. She was
Margaret Sanger, the best thing that a black or poor family can do with their child is to kill it. Where the hell did you get your information from?
First off, you don't need to
people to make up stories. For that political
First off, you don't need to swear
president.
At me. Secondly, all you have to do is just look it up. Planned Parenthood did not perform abortions until she was no longer affiliated with the organization because she was
it had nothing
she was
to
not
do with
abortion.
Whether she was for it or not.
Except
she
for
said
in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother.
Diva, listen, you have to understand, it's a spirit of a thing that makes it what it is.
I shouldn't react.
And when I brought it up, we were talking about progressivism. We were talking about, you know, getting involved. You know, you need to understand that in the African American community, we kill more babies than we allow to live. You know, we need to look at the numbers and look at the agenda and look at what goes on and look why we do what we do. You know, I'm looking at what's going over in Russia and how America is trying to put its ideals into another country's policy.
You do know that there are abortions being done in the suburbs and the rural areas too, right? There's just as many.
Yes, they are. You're right.
Okay.
But no, not
yes,
but not but not per
area,
capita,
so.
Diva. Not per capita.
But I don't live
in my area per capita. In my area,
no.
Which is predominantly white, you have more white people getting abortions performed than you have black people.
Diva.
Well, that makes sense.
Of
course they will.
Not per capita.
Hey, Diva, out of all the people in the United States, black people get 37.5% of the abortions. How much of that is the whole? And they only make up 12 to 15% of the population. So now you tell me again.
So
35%
of all abortions are being performed on 7% of the population. Wow.
That's right. Right. So you know, when you have to think. You can't just make these things, these left-wing
black people do not get a lot of abortions. What I'm saying is you can't discount the fact that a lot of white people get abortions as well.
We're not, Diva. But there's a lot more. Wait a minute.
But I said per capita. Did you miss that part of what I said?
You have more white people than you have black people, Diva. So that should do that. But still, you outdo the white people.
Why do we
only
focus on black abortions?
No,
because that's what it was made for.
Diva. And when you say white, you need to understand white is not white when you look at color black and white. When you look at eugenicists, you're looking at people who are looking for a pure white.
Yeah.
They're not looking, you know, you have to look at, when you look at Jews, when you look at Italians, when you look at Irish, they are not considered white to white people. And see, that's something that black folks don't really understand, that all white ain't white. So they'll blame Italians for slavery, and Italians were poor whites.
Right.
But, or poor Europeans. But they were definitely not slave owners.
That's
what they called them.
Margaret Sanger said. Of the extermination of blacks, this is what Margaret Sanger says. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, said. If it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. See, you have to understand who this is. An evil, wicked woman. Criminal abortions arise from a perverted sex relationship under the stress of economic necessity, and their greatest frequency is among married women, she said.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to somewhat change, include, and or watch what I was talking about when it comes to media. I need to ask a question of everyone. Hey, the number 347-945-5229, and all of us watch television periodically. The progressive movement is all about being able to have free, being free and doing what you want to do, per they say. And so you know that the media is known for, you know, their liberal views. Most actors, writers, directors, most of them are liberal. Am I correct? And they're all about the good of the order. And we talk about abortion, but you don't see the topic brought up too much inside of the media platform. But you never see anyone wear a condom. You don't. When you look at your television programs, when you watch Scandal, and when you watch these programs, you never see anyone stop and use a condom. Can anybody tell me why that is?
Say that again.
Okay. You watch Scandal, Diva?
Yes.
We're always talking about STDs. Am I correct? They're always talking about a lot of things. Tell me, if they are so concerned, why is it that you never see them put on a condom?
The same reason they don't ever see them.
The same reason they refer
to one.
The same reason why? What?
They don't teach abstinence in schools anymore. The same reason. That's the same reason.
You follow where I'm going?
Well,
because when we were. Diva, when we were kids,
doing is promoting soft porn.
When you
basically
look at them, they promote sex like it's a business.
Right,
yeah.
I don't want to sound like a prude,
right.
But
and
what's wrong with
condoms are not popular in pornography.
We ain't talking about pornography. We're talking about just regular drive-time television. What'd you say, Eric?
I know I sound like a prude, but how come we don't teach kids to keep their clothes on?
You're infringing on their rights to express themselves. You are wrong if you say something like that.
And so if you listen to some of the kids on some of the shows right now, you find potty mouth right there. Kids learn from what they see. They're watching it on television. So it ain't like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, please, may I have, and none of that. You don't hear any of that. See that potty mouth, and we think it's cute. We don't see them using safe sex. Everybody having sex all over the place. And we don't want to, and they're all for us, and we think that they're telling us the truth in everything that they do.
And I have a daughter. I have a daughter, so I think this personally. But that show on MTV, Teen Mom, makes me sick.
Oh, I heard the other day that Teen Mom is now making so many, that the pregnancy rate of teenagers has gone down from people that watch Teen Mom because people are realizing that it's not what it's cracked up to be.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But Teen Mom promotes. But their main message is to promote, like Dr. Drew always says, the best, safest way not to get pregnant is to abstain. But he said,
so
if you're going to do
that?
It, use protection. That's the point of the show.
Why didn't
we? To say, look,
this is
going to happen if you don't protect yourself.
I don't think it's making any difference like that. I think that
I don't either.
You know, because
I do.
Why,
I mean, I
care?
See it. I see there are less young girls when I was in school, when I was that age. I mean, just about every three girls were pregnant. Heck, just about all my cousins were pregnant. Now, the generation after me, I don't see that much pregnancy rates like I did when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
so why do you argue?
A lot of kids are still having sex, but they're getting birth control.
but they're still having STDs, Diva, at a high rate. Why are we not? Why can't
yes.
we teach abstinence? Why don't we teach control? Control is a very, very good thing. You have to learn how to control your body, because if you're emotionally charged and you don't learn control, you go out of control and you find yourself in jail. You find yourself
in the, that's why we don't allow them to make certain decisions until a certain age, because we know
no,
they don't
Diva,
have
no,
work.
No, no, I'm
but
talking about as an adult.
Them.
If you don't learn how to put yourself under control at an early age, you will never put yourself under control as an adult. Discipline is an art that has to be learned, has to be cultivated, and has to be practiced. And nobody wants to self-govern anymore, so that's why you have all these laws that you cannot, because they don't believe that you can govern yourself.
No, they don't. And not only that, they want to be responsible for you.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes me the angriest, I guess, out of all of this, that they fool people. Now, I brought up the differences in the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, when a Democrat lies, it's politics. But when a Republican lies, it's that evil, wicked, no good, this, that, and the other, and you get treated like Mr. Cuomo's treating a conservative in New York.
He's crazy.
He's out of his freaking mind. But the thing is these people in that state voted him in. Is that crazy or what?
I don't. That's what I don't get about New York. Why do they keep voting these quack jobs in office? I don't get it.
Because the Democrats have done an excellent job of taking over the whole thing.
Politically.
The political
landscape
of saying whatever they want to say, and it's sticking. See, that's what it is. They say, I'm for you, and they don't do a doggone thing for you.
But you have to understand. But
Tracy,
you spent
time in Manhattan, I'm sure, right?
Yes, I have. And they crazy as heck. But guess what? I love it.
And that's what I'm saying.
But I would not want to live there.
Crazy.
Diva, my studio is bigger than somebody's apartment.
Oh, yeah,
And they pay multiple thousands of dollars for it, and they think that they're living.
That's what I'm saying. They're crazy. So why would you have a hard time believing they would be crazy? But Manhattan
is only an island inside of a whole state. And we need to understand that same mindset that's in New York and that's in Los Angeles, they're trying to spread abroad to every urban area across the country. And it's not living.
Isn't New York City the most populated area in the state of New York?
Yes, it is.
So they have
the voting power is there. But again, we need to understand the future. You can't live that way continuously. It will not work. Hold on, Diva. Hold on. 318. No. Hold on. There was somebody there. You didn't leave. South Carolina, your mic is on. 314, your mic is on.
Hello, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, what possessed Obama to start using the race card now?
His ratings are down in the 30s because people
so he's
finally
saying
woke
that,
up.
He's saying some people don't want to see a black man succeed.
You got to blame somebody for it. It works.
Well,
some of you people gonna side with him, so it's a good thing.
Oh. Well, I tell you, that's what he's doing.
Okay.
That's exactly what he's doing. And I'm being punished here for it because, you know, even though I didn't vote for him, I'm being punished because of this cold, frigid, snowy weather that continues to come through, wind comes through in the middle of the night, scare the hell out of you. What did I do?
Hey, that's called global warming. Don't worry about it. The heat is on its way.
Oh, if I can hold out, the wind sounds like distressed voices.
Stop driving them SUVs, man. Stop driving SUVs.
SUV causes the wind to be that way?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I got to get rid of my big Chrysler.
Why?
Because it's polluting so bad. I know that how cold it is because of how warm
we sent, you know, air up to the poles. And then when we sent that air up to the poles, it pushed that cold air down here, and then we're getting cold. But the polar ice caps are melting.
Jeff, you know it hasn't rained in California.
And anyway,
they're having a drought.
Yeah, they're having a drought. California doesn't know it's because of their actions.
Maybe it's because
the
of their transgender
and the
gender shit.
Legalized. See,
can I ask
yeah.
you guys a question?
Maybe they need to ban 32-ounce sodas out there in California. That'll fix the problem.
What exactly do you guys believe the global argument to be, global warming argument to be?
Well, you know, Diva, you know, climate change, you know, it's kind of been changing and evolving around. I will say this. I think a lot of it is happening because of the way man is becoming. Again, self-governance has a lot to do with it. And I don't believe it's global warming. I think it's more of a self-governance. And then I will say this, and I don't want to, I got to take a break, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist completely. But I believe HERP has a lot to do with some of this.
Oh, absolutely. Because the reason why, Tracy, is there's trillions of dollars to be made in climate, in cap and trade. That's number one. And they also say that, you know, it can control the people. You will control the masses if you control their ability to eat and cool. And that's what they're doing. That's why Al Gore has so much money and built his house on frickin' ocean.
He made a lot of money. He made a lot of money off of that, didn't he?
Tons. Over in Europe, they have a carbon exchange going. Because those people don't have any power anyway, so and see, they've taken their guns a long time ago. See, that's why they want your guns, because then they want to do crazy stuff like this, make you live like a doggone serf. Right. You're going to be a serf, and they're going to live in 30,000 square foot houses on the ocean that's going to come up and swallow all the houses on the beaches. You have to be a fool.
No.
Listen to somebody that built his house on the beach telling you that in 5 years, all the polar, he said 15 years ago, all the polar ice caps were going to be melted by 5 years. He's an idiot. And the people here believe it, and I can't believe that they believe it.
But, Jeff, that's what we hear. That's what we see. It's the same thing with drilling. They show you that fracturing, hydraulic fracturing, or we call it fracking,
mm-hmm.
they show you that it'll blow up because you light a cigarette.
Yeah.
And they put it in there, and that's where I'm going. They put what they want to put in the media that they want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you the federal government overrides state government because they want
Wait,
and greater than state
deny
government.
All the hurt, the earthquakes that's been happening up in them areas in Ohio.
Yeah, but it ain't no all. We only had one.
Well, there was more than one recorded.
No, you had three tremors. Can I tell you, they found out why they were having the tremors. Had nothing to do with fracking.
I'm just curious, were they fracking in Haiti? Were they fracking in Japan? Were they fracking in all these other countries in India?
That's completely different
and all these
when
other
you
countries
have
got
areas that lie.
Earthquakes?
How are you going to jump right in and cut the man off?
Easily. I mean, that doesn't – sorry, Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm just saying, the big, giant, huge earthquakes in areas like India, Haiti, Cuba just saw one not too long ago, not a huge one, it was offshore, but all these other countries, they're not fracking, and they're still getting earthquakes, so I don't quite get that argument.
Well, here, there was no doubt about it, the tremors that we had were man-made, but they were man-made because
They were by a fault line. They went to a fault line or something.
Yeah, we're on a fault line, and where the this guy, he got rid of stuff from the fracking process. He was getting rid of the water,
the brine,
and the brine from the fracking process. Well, he was where his well was. His injection well was right on the fault, and so he lubricated the fault, and the plate started moving. So now, in the state of Ohio, you cannot locate on a fault, and the geologists know where these faults are. So when you go to put an injection well in now, they will tell you you can or you cannot, and then depending on where it is. Because if it's not on a fault, it doesn't bother you. You're way below the water table, so you're not hurting anything. But you know, you can't tell people that. They still think that fracking is the reason why they did it.
So
it wasn't fracking, it was getting rid of the waste.
It caused those tremors. You can't say it wasn't.
The last major earthquake
in
1986.
Okay.
The last earthquake
in Ohio
was
what he was doing wasn't considered fracking.
Hold on, Eric, what did you say?
The last major earthquake in northeastern Ohio was in 1986. I was in the eighth grade. I remember it like it was yesterday.
No. The last earthquake in Ohio was a couple years ago on
Christmas.
Yeah, I mean the major earthquake. Major.
It was a major earthquake.
It actually shook the...
We shook the dishes out of the cabinet.
We shook some stuff.
Yeah, I remember it wasn't due to fracking.
I was tripping.
In 1986. I remember that.
Tracy, I understand you have a major fracking company that's owned by African Americans there in Ohio someplace.
Really? Well, that I did not know.
Yeah, I was in Louisiana down in Baton Rouge. And my wife has a cousin that works on offshore oil well rigging. He was telling it to my grandson.
Well, you know, I'd appreciate if you put that information in the chat room so I know who, so I can find out who they are.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Last major earthquake we had here cracked my water heater.
Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Everybody just got quiet.
No, it didn't. Somebody was rumbling around with dishes and pots and pans.
How you doing, Bianchi?
Bianchi is doing fine if it wasn't for this damn cold weather.
I hear you, man. These polar vortexes, I can't take anymore.
Going back down south. 70, 60, and 70 degrees there last week. Heavy winds came through last night. Sound like trains and everything else. You know, it sounds strange when it sounds, it has an eerie sound to it when there's no leaves on the trees.
I got a little public service message since I had a problem with my house due to the, and this isn't a statement, this is just something to check. If you're getting really cold weather, we had like minus 13 degrees a couple weeks ago. I developed a leak in my roof, and it turned out that all the flashing on my roof, all the flashing around the chimney and all the vents and stuff, all popped up. I mean, big time popped up. So if anybody gets a chance to hop on their roof and check that before they get a major leak they can't find, I would do that.
What did it pop up from? Ice getting, water getting on it and freeze?
Yeah, the flashing that was up against my chimney, it actually pulled the block out a little bit and created a nice big gap for water to get in there. And then I just I checked my other vents, all my my stacks and vents that are through there, and all that flashing popped up too. from the
but
water.
But you got copper?
Well, no, it's metal. It's aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if that water get behind there and freeze real fast, it causes it to pop up like that.
Yeah, because I think that's what we – I think we had like 3 or 4 days before it was warm enough where we had like a rain and then it sleeted and rain and then it got cold again. So I think that water was kind of sitting there. And then
– You probably turned on the – were you burning the wood in the fireplace?
No, I don't have a wood burner.
Oh. You know, my next house, if I'm going to build a dome home. A monolithic dome. And my yard is going to be desert. Sand and cactus. My water company sent me a bill for $2,800. And they're still estimating my bill as if about 10 or 20 years ago when I used to extensively run sprinkler systems on a very nice landscape property. When I all of a sudden I seen the light. Got to thinking about all that. It's crazy to do things and encourage the growth of vegetation and grass and then have to pay somebody to come to trim it and cut it and to repeat that over and over again. And I began to wake up and realize how stupid this is.
And you got hit with a $2,800 water bill, huh?
Well, yeah, but the what happened, they had to get a service person came out and read the meter because I kept telling them, and I would send the numbers in myself. I guess they didn't believe me. So he corrected, and they sent me a credit of about $50. So,
I don't know. They will. I'll tell you what, every time I have a pool, and I'll fill it back up. And I get a free fill once a year, and they take my word for the numbers on it. So, you know, I call in, give them the numbers before I fill, and then the numbers afterwards, and that amount's taken off.
Yeah. Well, I don't have no pool on my property. But if you can get away with it, if you take advantage of it, you should.
Well, right
but
now.
But think about the... I'm going to put in, if I build another house, I really want to build a dome because I like them. And the yard is going to be sand and cactus, no grass whatsoever.
And, that'd be nice. Cut down on the weeds, that's for sure.
Yeah, and a pellet gun for the cats.
Where'd the auctioneer go?
Y'all gonna leave Maze alone.
I gotta tell you, I was afraid to scratch my head because I thought I would have bought something accidentally. That woman is incredibly fast talking.
Y'all gonna leave Maze alone because y'all said the same thing about me 4 years ago.
You don't talk that fast.
No, but at least you'll shut up. This woman just goes on and on. Gosh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, tell me she didn't. I mean, yes, yeah, you may have agreed with her, but, you know, get your point out and let somebody else talk. I got to give Stanley credit for yesterday, man.
Stanley can't talk because Stanley the same way.
If you let him go, but you give him two or three, hey, let me talk, he'll stop talking.
Oh, man. You know, like, I noticed Brown is not calling in anymore. I feel so horrible about that. And, Etat Rouge.
Hey, we're back. I'm listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM600. The number is 347-945-5229. I gotta say this. You know, Stevie Wonder, we are totally polar opposites when it comes politically. Is he a bad boy?
bad, bad boy.
He a bad boy.
His politics is whack.
You know, he had issues politically, but, you know, he got issues. He a bad boy. I just thought I'd throw that out there. He just is.
Tom Joyner as well. Tom Joyner is like, he's one of the best disc jockeys in the world, but his politics is just goofy.
But, you know, this is the issue. You know, sometimes we become enamored with the again, the belief of the of what you drink, not understanding the process of what you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people drink alcohol in excess, even when it's nasty.
Some do.
And that'll be for another day. Hey, 440, your mic's back up.
Yes, you guys are talking about fracking and about the black company that was doing it.
Yeah.
They're alive and well right here in Amish country in Geauga County.
What's
the
name
of it? I don't know that, but I know the people that up and down on this road that have had it done, so.
Can I ask you a question?
The black. Yeah.
Do they care that they're black?
The company name is Stingray, I think he told me.
No. My question is,
this is what I was trying to tell you the other day. We don't care. I don't care. They don't care if they're purple. They're making money.
Right.
Okay? That's it. I mean,
the thing that I like to emphasize is that the out-of-the-box businesses that blacks should be getting involved in. You know, myself, I was a structural steel erector. Used to put up office buildings and bridges. And, you know, that'd be the last. Matter of fact, when I have a load of steel come in, the truck driver would get off out of his truck with the bill of lading, or should I say the invoice, that had to be signed. And he would walk around and hand it to every white person on the job before he finally came to me. They'd say, that's the owner right there.
Now, wait a minute. I will say this. I was at a meeting last week, and they kept on asking me what was my expertise in the job of the conference that we were at, not realizing that I was a part of the structure, the governing structure. And I was like, I don't have any expertise here. I'm just still trying to find the master.
Yeah,
and
I have a big load of
I don't think white people understand that how that feels. Do you?
I love that one too, Bianchi.
But Bianchi, do you think white people understand how that feels when you don't?
No,
if they don't
not
expect
really.
For you, they don't expect for you to be the owner of the company.
No, you know another thing used to tickle me too is that I used to go to supply places to get welding rods, oxygen acetylene, and so on and so on and so on. Then when I would go there, wouldn't be any black salespersons. But after I'd come there several times, I'd go back, and then lo and behold, they'd have somebody black working behind the counter.
That's good.
So
that's good. But 440. Can you imagine how we when they would hunt, they would ask everybody around to sign it.
Up and down that
Absolutely.
Road. I know. I can tell you, up and down this road,
yeah.
Wherever they want to go, they're going. And they don't. These people don't care if they're black. They're talking. The only thing they're the only color they're concerned about is the green. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
So
that's
are
it.
Are you telling me green trumps color? Green trumps black?
No, I'm talking about green backs.
That's what I said. Green trumps black.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, they want money. They want money. They're just like everybody else. They want money. You know what? They're all up and down the road. I passed them all summer long, waved at them, whatever. You know, that's it. I mean, that's all. Most people are just concerned about the money. I don't give a damn what the guy looks like. He could be damn
ugly. What town is it, by the way?
The road I'm talking to, actually, there's two roads. There's one out in Ashtabula, and I'm not going to say because these people live up and down here. I know all these people.
Yeah,
the
they know how.
The other one runs from Middlefield to Burton.
Yeah. And that's in Ohio, right?
That's in Ohio, yeah.
Oh, it's in Georgia.
You live
County.
Up there?
Okay.
You said Burton?
Yeah, those are people the guy was telling me about.
440?
Yeah.
You said Burton?
Coshocton.
Coshocton's down south.
No, Coshocton. Yeah, Coshocton's down south.
Yeah, Coshocton's down south. Burton up there for 322 or 6?
Yeah, we're north of you. Yeah,
I know you. I know that. I used to work up there. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's northeast. Actually, it's northeast.
I didn't realize you were so far north of us.
Sure. Sure I am.
I didn't know
yeah.
that. No, I'm talking about you personally.
He's in those snowbelt areas.
Yeah, and I can get all the goat cheese I want. And I can go and get a fresh turkey. I can go out and kill it if I want.
Don't. You wouldn't
well, I'm looking for a supplier of goats.
I just go out. They just tell me if you want your turkey, there they are. They're free range, and I walk out there with a big knife, whack their head off, and it's good.
No.
What do you mean?
We said turkeys or goats?
Turkey.
Yeah, wild turkeys, if they don't kill you first.
No.
This is regular
turkeys that are just free range inside of their farm. Now, they're not
really?
Wild turkeys.
Yeah, just regular, you know, real game, just turkey. I didn't know
yeah,
that you lived out in the sticks.
That you get. Yeah.
Yeah, they roost in trees.
No, that's wild turkeys.
That's wild turkey. He's talking about real. He's
that's
talking about.
Wild turkey.
Food turkeys.
These are regular tame.
They're all food.
Tame.
No. Wild turkey.
Yeah.
This. Yeah.
If you ever want to see something really weird, see a flock of buzzards roost looking down at you.
Hey, why aren't
hey,
you
Tracy?
Supposed? What'd you say?
Tracy.
Yeah.
I know a guy that owns a Nigerian restaurant in Cleveland that comes out to this farm. This Amish farm, and that's where he gets his goats, and he slaughters them right there.
Yeah.
Takes the meat back. Yeah.
I need a supply for goat. How far is that from St. Louis?
Well, no kidding.
A long way.
Well, a long way.
You would want to fly here.
I can't get anybody around here to raise goats halal. By halal standards.
They come right here in the community.
Right, come up on the weekend sometime.
We got wild game.
We got it all.
We definitely have animals.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody can hear all the booms every 30 seconds, but that's a PETA person's head every 30 seconds. So.
Why is that a PETA person's head?
PETA's been going off. They've been hitting the news quite often now, too. And I'll tell you what, talk about trying to get government regulation into everything. I hope 440 enjoys being able to walk out into his yard now hunting those turkeys, because if they get their way, forget it.
You know what? I'm going to go down the road here, and I'm going to see a deer hanging out in front of somebody's barn from a tree. We don't even worry about that crap over here. We're going to do it
no,
anyway.
No, not in the country. But if that guy is caught selling those goats and they're not inspected, he's going to pay a heavy, heavy price.
But you can't have
I got news for you. You're going to have a lot of detective work to find these
people. Don't find them.
You can't eat wild goats?
No, you can eat anything. They're not wild. They raise them. But the thing is they're not. You're not supposed to serve anything to the public that is not inspected.
Is that good or bad?
And I'm just asking. That's what happens because you don't know what there's a thing that goats get called Cassius lymphoditis, and that can be transferred to humans. Especially if they don't cook the meat properly. And
I'm 64, so I'm good.
I feel you.
Well, you never want to deal with a guy who's single that's raising goats. Make sure he's married.
That's cheap.
You're not even gonna sucker me into that conversation, Pionki, because I know you.
That's a bad joke.
Yeah, because
That's not a crazy man. That's my dad.
I'm not even going. I'm not even going. No, entertain that yonking. I'm not. You are so bad.
You know how to tell the difference between a sheep and a goat? This is not
no.
bad. No, wait a minute. Now this is really true. A sheep keep their tails down. The goats keep their tails up. That's about the only unless you're really astute. This from a far distance,
I mean,
how you can tell.
And the
sheep
are nervous.
No, Doc. I mean, it's really easy to see the difference between a sheep and a goat.
The sheep
goats
are nervous.
Don't have wool.
I'm not even going.
Hey guys, y'all need to get off this. Y'all need to move off this conversation before it gets ugly.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
Thank you. Thank you so much, South Carolina. You know, turn the page. What are you saying, Matt?
I was just going to tell South Carolina to stop being so sheepish.
You guys are a mess.
That's crazy.
But
South Carolina, how's the weather down where you are today? Let's change this subject now. I'm going to go with you.
Well, right now it's about 57 degrees and the sun is shining.
Okay, let's go back to sheep and goat.
Yeah. Cut him out. Hey, mute him.
I'll take it.
Mute him, please.
Yeah, we don't want to. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. You're done, Sal. You end up
alone. I'll take it.
It's going to drop to 20 degrees tonight, though, with the wind.
Oh, gee. Eight.
Oh, wow.
Gee. Well, guess what? We'll be at zero.
Yeah. We ain't going to make it to 20 degrees today.
No. It's awfully chilly outside.
What do they call that? The
vortex?
Vortex.
The polar vortex.
Polar vortex.
They came up with a new name tonight, this morning that I hadn't heard. I wasn't paying attention like I should have. But they came up with a new name, too, that I had never heard.
Hey, Martha Sanger was killing folk off, right? Best as she could. Now, your friend who was on the line as well is telling me that she says the most merciful thing a large family does to one of its infants member is to kill it. That's what Margaret Sanger says. But because some of the other, Margaret Sanger told them, we don't want the black people to know that we want to wipe them out. So now she automatically thinks that she was just for birth control because
that's
of that.
Not what she said, and you haven't seen it.
That's a thing. Yes, she did.
And like
say
I
that.
Said, I'm looking up that quote because just like the other quote you stated, you took it inside of context.
Hey, Diva.
No,
Diva.
I didn't.
You know how she did it?
No, it's out of context.
She intentionally, that whole group intentionally employed black clergymen in order to make it seem like they were not trying to destroy the Negro race. To get on
there
side.
Here's the quote.
She gave Martin Luther King an award. She gave
yep.
King an award.
It's because he went with her. He promoted
the
her.
The entire quote is as follows. Clarence Gamble, president of the American Eugenics Research Association, said, there is a great danger that we will fail because the Negroes think it a plan for extermination. They're talking about birth control. Hence, let's appear to let the color run it as appear to let the South do the conference in Atlanta. That is, and then Margaret Sanger came out and said, we should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. There is being a context of trying to promote birth control within the birth control and sterilization within the African American community,
right?
And they don't want people to think that you're just trying to get rid of us.
Come on,
goodbye.
Come on.
I love you guys. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to.
Oh, so that's Mike.
Yeah, I think he had to hit that point a little quicker, Diva. I think that was the only problem.
I'm not going to say the lady ain't, it wasn't loony.
Oh, they unmuted me. Can I talk since they keep me on mute and I can't give my opinion?
Yes.
I don't know because I guess they're afraid of me. Opinions don't hurt. If you're a critical thinker, you're just a critical thinker and you just think one way. That ain't my problem. But just deal with it and stop running.
Like I said,
you're supposed
like
to have
I said,
a backbone.
You can have your, you can have your own opinion, but, you know, when it comes to facts, don't try and make up your own facts.
Well, I'm giving facts along with my opinion. You're not giving facts. You're just giving opinions of somebody else's. I'm giving you what's coming out of my head. No, I'm not crazy. I'm giving you what I live and see every day. What are you giving me? Something from somewhere else.
Where are your facts?
What do you say?
That's the definition of
my facts. My facts was the school system. The fact is America is not doing number one anymore. Why? Nobody can tell you. You can take an educated child from another country way, way in advance over the ones over here.
I can tell you exactly why the school system is not doing well.
And when it comes to abortion, that number don't add up neither. If it's supposed to be more of them than us, unless it's a ladder, we're more of us than them, the reason why the abortion rate is so high for us, tell me. Show me the numbers.
You got to.
And look who's giving
these
statistics.
This piece comes from the Center, for Disease Control stated that last year 37% of all abortions were performed on African-American females. If you don't believe it, go to the government's website and pull it up yourself. That's 300,000. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC.
Let me tell you something that happened. Let me tell you something else, state, since you want to use the Center of Disease Control. The Center of Disease Control came up with symptoms for one little state that the people, you know what they were doing? Put a cigarette in the ashes to make the numbers to be where they wanted it to be. So don't come telling me nothing about that.
Well, where did you get information from?
Made them high.
If you don't trust the CDC, then where are your numbers coming from?
Ask Montgomery. He can tell you it happened in his state. Ask Montgomery. Look it up, and you can see it. It happened in Alabama. Technology will take you a whole lot of places to see things.
Who is Montgomery?
What? The one that called himself
Montgomery.
The one that called himself Alabama. He was saying he was from Montgomery. Tell him. It's on record. Look it up. So don't come telling me nothing about the Center of Disease Control when they can make up numbers and make things so that hit the number that they want to put. Put ashes in. You know what they did? You know what they did?
How do you know they're making their numbers up? How do you know they're not making their numbers up?
You know what they did?
I don't want to laugh. It's not funny. But you two argue like an old married couple. You, Maeve, in South Carolina, you guys bicker back and forth like an old married couple.
But I'm asking, I'm married. I've been married for 34 years, and I'm very conservative.
Well, y'all sound like y'all married
20 years.
But I'm not a Republican or
God
a Democrat.
God bless him, man.
And I run my own business.
You got that right.
God bless
you. And I didn't have to be a Republican to do it, but my Republican friends tell other people that's what they got to do in order to have these things. I don't think so.
21 years.
So what
huh?
do you think?
God bless you.
I said 34 years. I didn't say 21. Been
God
around
bless
the world
you.
And been around the world and seen different things when it comes to education and get back over here. I'm wondering what's wrong. But nobody want to really look at what's wrong with the system.
No one has come telling me, you're telling me, you just like a few days ago, you don't trust the census numbers.
You don't
trust the numbers that come from the Center for Disease Control. What numbers do you trust?
I just told you why I don't trust them. I told you why I don't trust them.
You're
why
talking
don't
about
trust
something that happened some 50-something years
no,
ago.
No, this wasn't 50-something years ago. This was maybe about 15 years ago.
Wait a minute. If she trusts the census numbers, which is a government entity, what is wrong with that? You guys have some other people have a distrust in government entities as well, so... Why jump
and
on her?
You're saying that the numbers are wrong about abortion.
No, I'm not saying the numbers are wrong, but I'm saying there's no need to jump on her and attack her for her beliefs.
No, I'm telling him what they do to make the numbers the way they
like
are.
Like I said, you are entitled to your
those
opinion,
are facts.
But arguing against fact is asinine.
Yes, those are
like, that's like saying the sun is not out. That's like saying the sun is not out, and it is. For years
the sun
and years
is out on one
years.
Side of the earth.
For years
the night
and years
on one side of the earth and the day on another
Black
side.
America.
So what they got to do with anything?
Oh,
one side of the
Lord.
World is day and one side is night. So
Lord, have mercy.
You
is
got
what I'm
that
saying.
Right.
Those are facts. They didn't do nothing to the doctor that did it. So now what would you think if a doctor went and did that and came up with some numbers about the Black people, which was not true because they fixed it so they can come out like that? Would that make you wonder? Or would you just
they never get
say,
you on
oh,
jury.
Look at them numbers. I'm going to claim it. I don't claim anything that I haven't looked at and seen. So don't tell me nothing about the Center on Disease Control. When you got people in there doing things like that, if he did it, you got somebody else doing something else different. And I'm not talking about no 50 years ago. I'm talking about maybe 15 years ago. And you go back and look at all the experiments that have been done on Black people. It's 105, I think. Go look at those, and you tell me what you think about the Center of Disease Control. Hello?
We're all still here.
Tell him
well,
to look
at least
it
I
out.
Am.
Know the facts. Okay. Tell him to look up the facts and see for himself, and you come back and tell me what you think about it. They had a mosquito experiment that they did on the black community.
Mosquito experiment?
Center of Disease Control. Yes, go look it up. 105 things that were done on the black community. So when you come, you look it up, and you come and tell me are those facts or that's my opinion. And that's all I got to say. I don't argue with you. But I argue with you about opinions, but not facts. Because that I can't do. And you tell me why you trust it. And then you talk about regulation. Look what happened in Virginia, in West Virginia. Those people can't even drink the water because they didn't have any regulations. Or when the people came down to look
spill.
At it. They,
that was a chemical spill.
Did anybody know it? And who's checking to make sure that there was no spill? Nobody. I'm going to tell you how they do that. When you have the people come down to check to see what's going on, they clean up everything so you can't see it. When the big man comes, and after he's gone, then you know it's true. I'm telling the facts now. A 1991 inspection. You tell
y'all
them
are not,
on the water.
Y'all are not right.
Oh, they laugh about it because they can't take the truth.
No, I'm just...
Because, they laugh about it because they know it's true. Because when you do a food inspection, guess what happens when the food inspection comes? Because they get a head start. Head,
I'm sure
get,
you're
going to
tell
notice.
Me.
They get a notice that they're coming. Oh, yes, you laugh. Is that a fact or is that an opinion?
I don't know.
You have to laugh when the truth hits you. That's all you can do.
The fact she was done talking 20 minutes ago and then pop right back into it is the best.
No, see, here you come.
They had
her
muted.
You coming out of left field with nothing. Now, what is your... I'm waiting to hear some facts from you all. Now, I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
Y'all wrong. You know it's not gentleman like for a man to laugh at a woman.
No,
it's
diva.
Funny.
Diva.
I'll laugh at women.
Diva. They laugh because they have nothing to put into place.
Fact. 1 + 1 = 2.
No, 1 + 1 = 15.
It's not gentlemanlike for a man to laugh at a lady. That's all I gotta say.
No, diva. When they have nothing to say, laughter make the heart go fronder.
No, they generally they have something to say. They're just being funny.
I'm listening. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for some facts, not no.
Because for South Carolina and Matt to be quiet is that's not normal. But they're just caught up in a laughter right now.
I am such a fan. I am a fan of this woman.
Me too. I love you.
I do too.
I've been in radio for 20 years, so you can be a fan
if
you want to.
If you're in Warren, Ohio, please look me up.
What are you saying?
If you're in Warren, Ohio, please look me up.
I was.
We got to have a cup of
Mike Cento in Dayton, Ohio. Mike
we
got
to have a cup of coffee.
You know that radio station? See, when they don't have anything to talk about, they want to talk about all these things that don't benefit people. That's all that. That's what they get their joy out of, and then they call themselves a Republican. I don't understand why you want to know.
But it's called talk radio.
Yes. Well, the one sided story don't get nothing done. Or you get the same group of people keep repeating the same thing, but if somebody else comes in with something different, they can't take it.
But when you have people who are more to one side than the other, that's where their opinions come from.
Huh? See, I'm talking.
We have people who are.
Diva.
Who are aligned more with one side than the other, that's where their opinion is going to flow from.
Yeah.
You can't expect anything more from them.
Oh, that's how they were groomed.
This is like, I'm a Democrat, so all my opinions are going to come from the left. I don't consider myself a middle-of-the-road person. I'm a staunch Democrat. I'm proud of it. So my opinions are based in left ideology, really.
Diva.
Can it be faulted for that? They may try. But I don't fault them for their opinions coming from the right. That's just who they are.
I say I talked to Pat Buchanan. I've talked to Jesse Peterson. I talked to all the North.
I don't know how you stomach talking to Pat Buchanan.
I stomach talking to him. He was no problem to me. When you don't have anything up at the top, you need to help somebody. Somebody need to help you get some. Only person I need to talk to is Bill O'Reilly.
Why?
Because I feel like and I have questions.
John Hannity, if I could get
one.
The opportunity.
I don't know about that one.
I talked to
Renard Jackson.
What do you have questions
you mentor,
for?
Have you
what
mentioned
are your
my
questions?
Name, Renard Jackson, know who I am? See,
what are your questions for Bill O'Reilly? I'm just curious.
What are my questions for Bill O'Reilly? If I can't talk to Bill, I can't ask him the question. See, you just want
to
say
I'm curious, too. I'm curious, like, what questions would you have to ask Bill O'Reilly other than why he called everybody a pinhead? That's what I want to know.
Oh. Why did he leave his wife and then stay with her, and then he turn around and talk about people without husbands and what he did to his wife? Was it good or was it bad?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Why be on a religious kick?
Did he have children with his wife?
I don't know if he had any or not.
That'd be interesting to know.
That would be your only question?
That would be one. I didn't have to give a group of questions. I just wanted, that was one of them, yes.
Mm. That was an interesting question.
Hey, do you guys consider family values an important thing?
Depends on what you have family values.
I just got two answers. What?
People always talk about family values. Don't have any values at all.
Well, I'm just
depends
wondering.
Depends on what
you
mean by family values.
You don't cheat on your wife or husband. You stay married. You know what you have a problem with Bill O'Reilly about?
I didn't say it was a problem. I just wanted to ask him since he always complaining about it.
So do you guys have a family value system in your own mind?
You have one?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been married for 16 years. I have 4 kids. Love my wife. We're gonna die together.
Well, I've been married for 34 years. Love my grown ups, and we're gonna die together.
Well, darn, I'm divorced.
And his mother and his mother and father was married for 57 years, and I guess they're gonna die together.
Yeah, my parents are dead, so I can't say
that about them.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah,
I'm divorced. My parents were never married, so.
And then because that don't make you no difference from anybody else, because can anybody tell just by walking up to Diva? And it's not the business anyway, because your parents were not together, or you divorced.
I didn't say they weren't together.
Divorced.
I said they weren't
my parents are divorced.
I said that's what I'm saying.
Well, my parents are actually both dead, but they were divorced, so I come from a divorced family.
Well, and those are the ones you find always talking about family values.
But to answer your question, Matt, do I hold family values to be true? Yes, I do. Because I do believe in fidelity. I do believe in honesty and loyalty. I do believe in taking care of your spouse. I do believe in taking care of your children. But I think we all have a sense of that. But some people just get caught up in doing wrong. But then when you get caught up, but then the hypocrisy comes in. Because you do have the right who have the biggest hypocrisy. They hate home. Well, I'm gonna say they hate homosexuals, but
yes, they
the language about homosexuality. And you have the one who is the closet homosexual doing the same things he espoused the homosexual community doing, but he does it in the dark. You have the person who is touting their family. Oh, look at my wonderful, beautiful family. See, that person doesn't have a family. Blah blah blah. But it turns out you're cheating on your wife.
Yeah,
stuff
that's
like
one
that.
Person,
that I mean, it's,
either you left your wife with children, and then you went and got another wife like Newt Gingrich.
Right. Your wife is sick. She's while you're gone, where God knows. What was it, McCain? No, McCain. McCain.
That was Newt Gingrich.
We would have to use.
No, what I'm thinking of is McCain was a prisoner of war.
Mm-hmm.
And
we would have to use Gingrich. We couldn't look at somebody like John Edwards, who was cheating on his wife.
Oh, John Edwards the same too. But
he was the same too.
But the left doesn't hold family values like
Gingrich.
Right does.
But you don't
Gingrich.
Hear.
Yeah, he's a dirty dog. Oh, he's a dirty. Oh, he's a. Oh, if I ever came across him, I'd slap him. John Edwards, because that one was just. Oh. Like, really?
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Hurt my heart.
We're recognizing.
To talk about family values.
That's all I'm trying to make sure that we're looking at. That's all.
So do we have the same family values, or do we have different.
Well, I don't know. I have the same family values that Diva had pointed out. However, like in my parents, in their experience, they could not live together. They were way too different, and they were making the kids miserable. When they got divorced and moved away from each other, they became best friends, and that was good for the kids all the way around.
I had a brother like that. Him and his wife couldn't live together, and then they went back together, and they've been together forever. But I stayed with the same person.
34 years. Very happy.
Now, the question is, when you talk about family values, is what do you preach in your house? That's
what do I preach in my house?
Yeah.
I don't have anybody in the house. It's just me and my husband now. My kids are gone.
How old are your kids?
One's 35 and one is 26.
Oh, wow.
And then, and another thing, I do not be in that business trying to be, you know, like mother-in-laws are in your business trying to tell you what kind of wife to have or what kind of husband to have. That's not me. That's your life.
So you have a child that's around my age because I just turned 34.
Yes. I have a son that's 26.
Okay. You don't sound that old, by the way. Not I'm saying you're old, but you just don't sound like...
As I say, you never get old with clothes.
Don't sound like you have children that's in that age range.
Uh-huh. Did I say 35? My daughter is 32.
32?
Yes, because we went 2 years before so we could enjoy ourselves, and then we had a child. Okay.
Okay.
I have to correct myself. Because when people say, you lied, it's like you done committed a sin. And what gets me is these
Wendy
Christian
Davis.
People. Yeah. And what gets me is these Christian people. I mean, they always talk about a sin, like they are got to be, you know, like some people commit a sin, and they come down on people for doing it. I'm like, you're not God. What can you do for those people? They got to give an account of their own sin, not you give an account for them and make yourself God. That's why I always say bless God and not ask God to bless you. Because when you ask, when you're blessing God, you are doing his work. And if you ask him to bless you, you're asking him for something just because you can.
So did everybody else leave?
It sounds like it.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I think there's hangers.
Okay, are you Eric from Warren, or are you someone?
Yeah, I'm Eric from Warren. I'm Eric from Warren.
Okay.
Hell, I'm scared to say anything. Last time I said anything, you're just like, oh, damn.
South Carolina goes, shut up.
You go, well, yeah, Carolina. Well, yeah, Carolina, what was O'Reilly sued for? Settled out of court. For the very same things that he do today about when he discuss other people.
You talk about the sexual harassment thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Do you think that was right?
Bill O'Reilly?
What are you talking about?
Sexual harassment?
Yes.
Yeah, this was years ago. Diva, it was years ago.
But it was
I can't see it.
How did that end up? Did he settle? Or how
yeah,
did that end
did
up?
Settle.
He settled out of court. He settled or he won. No, he didn't win.
Settling doesn't necessarily mean that it happened. He just seemed like a stick in the mud. He seemed like he approved.
He made a statement saying that, you know, it's settled and he's not going to talk about it anymore, and that was the end of it.
That's right. So does that make him perfect?
Well, no. But I got to tell you, if you're going to go after somebody, you know, on the right, Bill O'Reilly is kind of a poor excuse because he tends to lean towards the left quite a bit.
Yeah, he does.
You would want to go after somebody like
Bill
Beck
O'Reilly
or
is
Hannity.
Bill O'Reilly is a flagship for Fox. It's just like Rush Limbaugh. He does drugs. He did drugs.
I'm trying to figure out leftist ideals does Bill O'Reilly hold?
Diva, I can tell you, I have sprung off my couch so many times screaming at the TV because of O'Reilly's fair, and it is a very fair view on things, the way that he says it. On everything, when it came to
and I sprung off my couch too because I can't believe some of the stuff that come out of his mouth. I'm like, oh my gosh, really, Bill?
When the healthcare bill was first proposed, he was going through pieces of it and saying, "Well, that's fair. This is fair. This is good. You know, you got to." There is so many things. Bill O'Reilly is a poor example to look at if you're trying to beat down the right.
But he's a Fox top man.
Well, okay,
then,
if he's a Fox top
man. Is a radio top man. So all of these things that they have committed is the things that you talk about people for every day. But
no,
then y'all
not with O'Reilly.
The crystal ball.
Yeah, no, not with O'Reilly as much. That would be like, there's a lot of people I don't understand that the left goes after hard, like John McCain. John McCain sides with the left more than the right almost every
day. No. The reason why they went after John McCain is because around the time 2007, 2008 came around, John McCain aligned himself with the right very hard. So he was no longer
in name.
Maverick in the middle, sometimes to the left John McCain. He just
shifted to the right completely.
But only time I think that both parties to get together and they do things together is when it comes time to war, of money for a war. That's the only time they combine together and work together that you can see. But they don't do it for the American people.
No, none of them do.
And that is supposed
right.
to be the purpose of what they are there for. That's why people vote for them and put them in office. Not again, not to work against the people. Do what the people want.
So do you guys think we should have term limits in Congress?
Sure, sure, because you shouldn't die in office. Be so old
you
don't even know
limits.
What's going on falling asleep in the chair.
Yeah,
no, I mean
limits.
Term
we
limits
just,
like the presidency. No, because you
right.
can you
we,
can
we.
You can only be president twice. I guess
right.
maybe this time
so
it might be.
Should you
well, the
be
president might
a,
have three terms. And then they really would go crazy.
You have
yeah,
Congress people who have been there 16 years.
What I want to see is a Hispanic president or Native American president or what else?
What the
I just
hell
want to
president,
a president
where
the color
of his skin. What color does a man's skin make
matter.
Anyway?
I don't
what
I
want to see.
No. Hold on a second. I want a damn poor president. I want somebody that don't have no money. And got
I want
no
poor president.
I don't care what color he is.
I don't want a poor president.
You care what color he is, you just want to admit it. That's what I want to see.
No,
as a president.
I don't.
If that,
I don't
no,
care
what color I don't.
He is.
I
don't
want to see.
Come
I
out
want to see a president with the color of their skin.
Let me explain something to you. Okay, I am a United States Marine. I don't give a damn what color that guy in the foxhole with me is, as long as he can shoot as good or better than me. That's it.
Well, he might shoot at you depending on how you feeling, too.
But does it matter if he's a liberal?
It don't
yeah,
make a
matter. They don't know who's who in
the foxhole. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Stand down.
Liberals want us to conform to the way they think. And us to do what they want.
No, we don't.
We could give a grip.
No,
why
we
do
don't. You guys want us to...
A, yes, it is.
You
mean,
you
liberals
guys
say, liberals
for.
Say, do what we say,
you
and
say
then join.
No,
you,
a Marine.
A Marine.
You want us to conform.
You a Marine, you follow orders. You don't give them, you follow. Whatever they tell you, you do it right on the spot. Stand down.
What
do it.
I don't give orders?
Unless you're...
You don't know
you're
nothing
not
about the
you
Marine Corps, then.
The Marine... I do know.
You
I
have no idea.
The Marine
unless
Corps
you're
an
NCO, platoon sergeant, something like that.
I am
that.
An NCO.
Unless you're an officer, you're going to do exactly what they say to.
No,
they tell you're going to left, you're going to go left. And don't look back.
If it's not a lawful order.
You're not going to look back.
I think what she's saying is you don't make the orders. You just pass down the orders.
No,
that's what
you have. You have no idea what the military is about.
No, you can't make up your own orders. You have to follow your O.
No, the Marines, they're like robots. They
whoever's
have to
over
follow.
You.
Well, you see,
Marines,
you guys keep talking and not letting him explain.
The Marines are just like robots.
Forget
they got to follow.
Ma'am, you keep talking and you're not letting him, the expert, the guy that was in the Marines,
how you
you're not letting
Marines?
Him explain.
Why are you talking? Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I wasn't what?
How you know I wasn't in the Marines? So you
going
to tell me?
Were you?
Were you?
Do it sound like it?
Wow.
Were you in the Marines?
I'm giving you facts. They have to follow orders.
It's a yes or no question.
Unless
you're
an
officer,
you can't do nothing but follow directions. Am I right or am I wrong, Marine man?
It's a yes or no question. Were you in the Marines?
I asked the Marine to tell you. Do I sound like it? Or do I know anything about it?
No.
Okay. I will stand down if I don't know nothing about it.
Well, me personally, I'm a libertarian. All I want to do is be left alone. As long as I'm not hurting my neighbor, then I feel that I should be able to do whatever I want. That's how I am, personally.
And Scott,
but
I can agree with that.
I think that's kind of false thinking. You feel like you should be able to do whatever you want because you're not, because you are limited to what someone else wants you to do, because what if somebody don't want you to live somewhere?
But the
somebody
don't
want
to
live on the stock of them. They have that right to say, no, I'm not, I don't want
about.
You anywhere. So that
that's
limits
my
your freedom.
Land?
That's not
what
I'm talking
land?
About.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
That's my land. Yeah, right.
What
that's what I'm saying.
The thought of a libertarian.
But, and you're not free to do whatever you want. You're still limited.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Because libertarians come out of one of the parties. They can come out of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party.
Usually they're
usually one or the other. So
they're not
why
really
one of those either.
For example, I don't want if I don't want health care, I shouldn't have to pay for it. That's all. That's
how
I'm against Obama. That's my mindset.
You, and if you get sick, you shouldn't
it.
Go to the hospital then.
I would like to follow the law.
Okay,
that's
my choice.
I would like to follow the law.
I would like the president
because you don't
want to
die. If you get
sick,
you're going to go to the hospital whether you got health care or not.
Libertarian.
Using your own example, Diva.
Libertarian.
Using your own example.
Libertarian.
Then you don't have to.
I have insurance, ma'am. I have insurance.
Libertarian. Do you have insurance on your house? Or do you have a, car insurance? Do you have a driver's
license? Yes, I do.
I don't want to have a driver's license, but I got to have one.
Why do you have to have a driver's license? Why do you have to have a driver's license?
Why do you have to have one? No, I don't.
It proves that you know what you're doing.
No,
you
don't.
That's what you need a driver's license for, to drive.
You have gone through the test.
I don't want those either, but that's the law.
It proves that you know how to handle a vehicle on the road.
Right. You have to drive.
If you drive a car and you don't have one, you don't have to drive.
Drive a car. To be an American citizen, do you have to drive a car?
No, you
don't. That's not what I said.
I know that's what I said, because what you said was fictitious, wrong, and off point.
No, that's not what I said.
You need a driver. Well,
I need
health insurance just to live and breathe in America.
You need health insurance for the same thing.
I don't need health insurance. If my house burns down and I don't have it, then guess what?
If your house burns down, if you don't have no insurance on it, you don't get nothing.
I'm on the street. You're right. That's my choice.
So you making sure that?
Yes, I do.
But it's his house.
Okay, so say you didn't have insurance.
It's my house.
Say you chose not to have insurance. You chose not to have it for you or your children. Your child gets sick. Do you
have
the right to go to the hospital and be a burden on the taxpayers because you don't
have
insurance?
I have insurance.
Yeah,
you have insurance. You just don't want them saying you have to have it. But you know it's responsible for you to have it.
But it is the law.
Thank you.
So, but imagine how many people are out here who know that they need to be responsible to have it but don't have it.
Well, that's
and then it becomes a burden on you as a taxpayer.
But why do I got to pay for it?
You're going to pay for it whether they have it or don't have it. Because if they don't have it and go to the hospital, you're still going to pay for it.
Well, let's get back to this thing, though. Nobody's paying for my house insurance. Nobody's paying for my car insurance. Nobody's paying for my driver's license.
I don't want to have that, but that's the law.
But if someone doesn't have car insurance and they total your vehicle, and
what you going to do?
You're responsible for paying for your own vehicle. So and then your insurance rates go up.
That's why I have insurance.
That's why I have insurance.
So the responsible thing is to have insurance,
too.
You may not like it. You may not like the fact that they're dictating, but you have to admit that there are some irresponsible people out here who are not responsible.
Very good.
All of it is a dictation. You like part of it, and the other part you don't like. Is that like if you got car insurance and somebody run into you and they got car insurance, they're going to pay your medical bill, too.
But if you're going to pay
Here's the thing.
A certain part
everybody in America, is not mandated
to
have car insurance.
Right.
Everybody in America is not mandated.
I don't know any state you could go to that you can drive and not have to have insurance. Name me a state.
Hold on.
Why do you have
insurance?
Not
everybody drives.
If you don't drive, you need it. But if you don't drive, there's no need for it. I'm not going to get in a car wreck if I'm walking. I'm not going to get in a car wreck if I'm riding a bike.
Right. And there's
if my house
my
burned down and I don't have insurance.
Everybody needs health insurance because everybody has the capability of getting sick.
And everybody don't own a house, but they got insurance.
There's not one time everybody's going to be healthy all their lives.
No,
there's a
won't.
Point where you're going to get sick. That's the big difference.
But that still don't make
that's
somebody else get
that's
insurance.
You don't like it.
I'm confused. Because you have
a
taxpayer should be mad that someone would be irresponsible enough to not have insurance, and then you have to pay for it. You don't like having to pay for Medicaid.
Well, hold on, Diva. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. I'm not going to go to Congress. I'm not going to go to Washington and make somebody else pay for something for somebody else. That's crazy.
You complain about having to pay more, so you don't have a problem with having to pay taxes. Pay for that then.
You don't have a problem when your
hospital services cost more because someone's coming who doesn't have any insurance.
Let me explain this to you. I got a prescription from my doctor. Remember, I told you guys my insurance went up $74 a month. My deductible went up another $2,000 for a total of $2,500 deductible. I went to the daggone pharmacy yesterday, and they had three prescriptions. Do you want to know what the total for those three prescriptions was?
What does that have to do with
it? No, listen to me.
My insurance is up every year.
Will you shut up, woman, please?
It's going up every year.
$782 for prescriptions.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That before, that I was paying of $50 for one, $50 for the other, and $30 for the other one.
And who's
buying that? Since Obamacare came into effect, I'm paying more for my damn insurance, more for my deductible, and
yeah,
I'm paying out the wazoo for my farmers, for my medicine.
So you're saying you're paying $2,000 a month for your health insurance?
That's not what I said, lady.
That's not what I said. They paying $2,000 a month. You don't make $2,000 a month for no health insurance.
Shut the hell up. You need to listen sometimes.
You don't tell me to shut the hell up. You just get your
last
straight. You get your last straight while you trying to tell it.
Well, I get that you're saying all your costs have gone up. But your costs have gone up. But the fact still remains. Do you think it is okay that people be irresponsible and not have insurance even if they can afford it?
If they want to be, that's their choice.
If they want to be irresponsible,
well, do you also think that these people who can afford insurance but don't purchase insurance should not be allowed to get health care?
Well,
and this is the only country that
can afford insurance, but they choose for every reason not to get it. Do you say, okay, then therefore you should not be awarded health care then?
But then the people that have to pay for that, like you said,
there is a cost, there's a consequence to every decision and action that you make. So if you decide to be irresponsible, then you don't get to go to the hospital. You don't get medication. You just ASS out.
Well, Diva, let me tell you what I did last night with the medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know where it's at? It's at the damn pharmacy. Because I wasn't paying that kind of money for that medication. I didn't have that kind of money. That's what's going to start happening.
Really? I bet it is going to happen.
No, I think this is just the beginning of getting all the bugs out and...
Why are people getting upset with the law when your insurance company was taking your insurance? You renew your insurance every year, and it goes up and up and up. And there were some people that couldn't even get insurance that could afford it, but they had pre-existing conditions. And so now those people that
can't. Have you thought about looking around and shopping for a different health care provider? Health insurance provider?
This was the cheapest plan I have.
But have you thought about looking around at different companies?
The only other alternative I have is to go through the VA.
Have you thought about going on the exchange?
If he goes through the VA.
On the exchange?
Yeah.
No. It doesn't work.
So he got an alternative. He has an alternative.
No, the websites are up now. So you're sticking to, instead of trying to find yourself cheaper insurance, you're just going to stick to your principle and deal
Diva,
with
can
whatever.
Can I ask him a question? Did you retire from the military?
I am service connected.
So you get disability, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you ain't got to pay no $700 for no money, no insurance. Don't even tell me that. Your health care is free. Don't even tell me that. I won't even believe it. Don't even start.
No, that's not true.
I don't know about how much people make it. My ex-husband, who was just diagnosed with PTSD, you know, him and his new wife and their family. You know, I was trying to get her, talk her through all their insurance and stuff. I mean, it's not as high as South Carolina. They got a $1,200, $1,300 deductible, $200 a month, and they have to pay for their prescriptions. I don't think they're $700-something a month, or if I heard you correctly, Sandy, that's how much it was.
Let me explain something to you about the military insurance.
I make too much money to get
it. It goes according to your income. It's like Medicare. It goes according to your income.
He said he can go to VA and get his medication. If he's disabled, if he's 100% disabled, he don't have to pay for nothing.
I'm not 100%.
Depending on what percentage are you.
But either way, will you listen to me?
I've been to the VA.
I make too much money.
Wait a minute, so you have veterans insurance?
Care free. I can tell you where you can go. And you can tell me you ain't paying no $700.
Huh?
It's called TRICARE. That's what it's called. It's not called.
No, I don't have TRICARE.
Why don't you have it? I'm going to have it, and you won't
be
paying nothing.
Woman, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm telling you what you can go to.
TRICARE is not a girl. I'm sorry. Oh, I have TRICARE. I hated that.
I'm an individual. I'm telling you what I'm saying, and you tell me I'm lying? Were you ever in the military? Do you deal with the VA?
I asked you. You can get VA. I asked you what percentage are you disabled. You can get VA.
And I told you I make too much. I told you I make too much money too.
At the VA, for the VA.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't tell me what percentage disabled you are. I'm still waiting.
I'm 10%.
So I know you ain't got to pay $700 for no medicine. You left it there. Mm-hmm.
I told you what the pharmacy said last night.
I'm still waiting. I'm talking about.
I mean, but is that what they said? Cost or is that what your insurance? Is your insurance
10%.
Not paying for it anymore?
The insurance will not pay for it until I hit the deductible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he cannot tell me what percentage of disability he is.
That's different. That happens with every insurance company. You know how many times that happened to me?
I'm still waiting.
But that's happened to me on private insurance before Obamacare came into play.
Mm-hmm.
No, before this, the medical side of it, the pharmacy side of it, was automatic. It kicked in.
Oh.
After this, I got to satisfy the deductible before they pay anything.
Well, welcome to the real world.
The real world was when I had my insurance, my other insurance. I didn't have to worry about that.
Well, I did, and I needed medication every month.
You think it's okay because now everybody is feeling the pain. Y'all want everybody to
No, I'm not saying
up.
I think it's okay
no
because
pain.
Everybody's
no
feeling
pain.
The pain. As a veteran, I don't think that it's okay. Personally, I don't think that anybody should be feeling this type of pain.
No,
sorry.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
we would have much better existence, happier lives if we didn't have to worry about this type of stuff. But you guys are so afraid of socialism. You're so afraid of that system coming into play that you can't even see the reality. And look. I shouldn't have to pay for medications just so I can be healthy and live and be happy. Because I'm guaranteed the right to happiness.
But Diva,
I'm guaranteed to
not guaranteed the right to happiness.
To pursue life, liberty,
and happiness. And they always will end the law. You got to follow the law. See, because when you talk about jobs over here, America don't have any jobs anymore. Some other countries own everything that's over here that used to be. It's not here anymore. You look at the car companies. Who's the ownership of them? Not American.
Who cares? Americans.
You should care. That's your problem. You gave everything away. Sold it.
I don't give anything away. You're talking about the national unions.
All of the companies
the
that are gone. All of the companies that left America. Why did they?
Who sold
them? Because they didn't want to do the and there was no regulation.
The unions said.
The unions ain't doing nothing.
That's
unions didn't do nothing. NAFTA did it. Part of it. We want to argue about something that has nothing to do with nothing. Under the name of a party. And the party don't even care nothing about you. It's what I keep trying to teach.
Hello?
What you getting ready to eat down there in Carolina, they getting ready to sell that to China because they want the pork factory. And you ain't going to even be on that anymore either. And then if they take everything away from you, the university is the food of their children. So what are you arguing about? I don't understand.
She was harassed when you got demoted. Now what would your little buddy have done if she named you Almighty?
Oh, you're quiet now. I'm listening and I'm waiting for her to respond. But you say I'll tell
no,
you
the job. The job's left because it was paying people $100,000 a year to make cars. It was worth half of that.
So are you saying that we should, in order to compete, that we should pay our workers $2 a day to make the cars?
The job is gone now. I mean, there's no argument
about
that.
No. That's why they left. They left to go to a place where they only have to pay workers like maybe $2 a day or $2 a week.
The Mercedes plant is still here. The Nissan plant is still here. People are working, but they're not
So my
by
thing
America.
Is... If you're
what's
saying, well, they left because they can't afford to pay their workers, well, what's the lowest amount that they should be paying their workers?
But Nissan is non-union.
But it's still in this country. It's not owned by, but it's still.
But they're
country.
Non-union. They
is
don't
anybody
have any legacy costs.
And then
is anybody
going to
answer my
then
question?
Then you got right to work state where you can fire people just because you feel like it.
That's not right to work. That's at will. Right to work.
Hello?
I believe in right to work because I don't believe anybody should be forced into a union. And the reason why I say it is because I've been a part of a union that was full of crap.
I've been a part of it.
It makes no sense that I have to pay all them union dues and you do nothing for me when a company tries to railroad over me.
What I'm saying, I've been in a union too.
Yeah, most unions go along with the companies anyway nowadays.
They sure do.
Exactly.
A person should make
the decision whether or not they want to join a union.
Well, some people that's in the union, they help. Some they don't. And then some people that's not in the union help. Whatever happens to that person happens to everybody that was not in the union either.
I paid union dues for 10 years, and they didn't do nothing to me. Nothing.
I paid union dues, and when it was time for me to need them, you know, I went to the highest of highest. You know, I was told, well, you know what, you're going to have to get you a private attorney. What am I paying you for every week?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
now I'm fine with
it.
Unions because I also see the flip side where you got some horrible employers out here. But I think people should be given that choice because if I had the choice, I'd be like, you know what, I don't need y'all no more. I'm going to quit paying y'all, and I'll go down to the little lesser level of wages.
But
I'll be darned if I give you all my money every week. And you're
working
do
in the private
me.
Sector, they can get rid of you just because they didn't think that they were paying you too much money. They didn't want to pay you the amount that you were worth, and they wanted to find somebody to work cheaper.
But, see, at will states also have a thing called unemployment insurance.
No, sometimes
so they have the right to let you go, but they're going to have to pay for that. It's like breaking a contract. It's like severance pay.
But you have to fight them for that, too. They don't just
not necessarily.
Hey,
I've never had a problem getting uninsurance. I've never had a problem getting uninsurance. Unemployment. I've only worked in the private sector, and I've never had a problem getting unemployment. Because, one, there are certain, no matter what they say, but they have to have documentation, they have to have certain guidelines. And if through facts and investigation, the unemployment office feels that they violate their own policies and they didn't follow their own guidelines,
you
qualify.
But most people, when they let them go, and then they don't, then the company writes crazy stuff, and then you got to go and fight in order to get your unemployment. People do that every day. And those that don't
know,
they just go and don't have no unemployment at all. So if they don't know somebody that can tell them where to go, they're just out there. Happens every day. You got to look.
That's true. That's why I say I don't mind unions, but I don't. What I do mind is forcing people to join unions.
I don't approve of anybody forcing somebody to do it. But some people you don't have to force; they want to be a part of the union because
But climate, the way it is now, is you don't have a choice. If there is a union in an employment situation, you don't have a choice whether or not you're going to join them. It's automatic.
Some places you have a choice.
Yeah, in the right to work state.
Because my friend's son, if he wasn't a part of a union, because this woman felt like she was intimidated by him.
What state he live in?
And he's in a union, and that's the only thing that's got him still in his job at this moment. And then you had one that wasn't in a union, he was fired and nothing could happen. Then he had to fight for his unemployment.
Okay, I get that. I completely get that.
Okay.
But still remains is you should not be forced to join one. I don't
no,
care how good the
no,
benefits are, you should not be forced to join one.
That's a
person's decision, and then they have to deal with whatever comes with that.
Because I was saying, like, if you're not forced to join it, you shouldn't be forced to join a union. You shouldn't get the perks that a person that is in a union get either, just because you wasn't part of it. And with the union and the wages, if it wasn't for unions, our wages would probably be still back where it was a long time ago. So that's how I see it when it comes to unions. But I'm still not understanding why are we bickering over things that will help people more so than harm.
Because we are right-brain, left-brain people,
okay.
Majority of us. When you have people who are right-brain and left-brain,
mm-hmm.
who are black and white, you're going to have disagreements.
Okay. And then
you're not going to have disagreements, people can see the gray.
Yeah, and then you look at these boards these people are sitting on, like the Chamber of Commerce and all these different places. Look who's sitting on them. Look who's sitting there. Who's making the decision?
And if you don't have everybody sitting around the table, you're making a decision for somebody that don't even want to be a part of that because you don't even know nothing about them, but you're making a decision for them. That's why I was saying Bill O'Reilly, Louis Russell, or the ones that sit at the top, and you hear these talking points over and over and over again. That's why I say I talk to Pat Buchanan and all these people that I talk to. I just want to ask questions, and I want answers. And I want nobody, so like I say, if I wanted to be in a party, how could you convince me to be in the Republican Party when I don't see nothing in it that's representing me? I look over at the Senate, only two in there, finally got the one that you did have, got rid of him. I mean, you can only have one person in the Senate to represent me. Then, but you look over at the House, you got all kind of people over there. But you get to the Senate, ain't but one person in there that's representing you. I want to see everybody represent. I want to see Asians. I want to see Native Americans and everything in it, but you can't get them there. I'm wondering why. And then we always hear people sitting arguing about a party. That's why I say I want the next president to be something besides what we've already seen, with an understanding of other people. And all this bickering and this one saying a word come out this and a word come out that. What kind of sense is it like listening to Saturday Night Live?
Well, I noticed the Asians really don't get into politics anyways.
Asians
right.
are in politics more than you think. Why you think they got Chinatown? All around the country they got Chinatown. They're not there for no reason.
But those are businesses, though. They do that for business.
That's politics, too. Think they bad people? Or they just here?
Who, Asians?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I got no problem with Asians.
Man, I
but
do.
But if you saw one come up to be president.
I do. There's some greedy bastards. Horrible customer service. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just saying. Don't mind me. Yes. Here where I live, the only time I come into contact with people of Asian descent is in the nail salon, spa salon service industry. That's
so for me, it's just, I just deal with restaurants. I don't really, the nail salon, stuff like that, I don't really deal with
and
them restaurant. Like that.
I don't even eat in a restaurant, I don't eat Chinese food, and I don't eat Asian food. I don't eat in people restaurant. I do people for people, like having fun with them and doing things with them, understanding their culture and the different things, so I can know the difference when you have people talking about them and saying different stuff. That's how I deal with it. That's why I say I want to see something different than what we've already had. And I want to see everybody taking a part in government.
I want to know why they have such a hard time with refunding people their money back.
Why do they have? I have the slightest idea.
Oh, you mean like when you return something that don't fit or something like that? You mean?
Yeah, if they don't cook your food right, if they don't perform the services right, they will not take responsibility for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't eat in a restaurant, so I couldn't.
But anyway, anytime you deal with them when it comes to service, man, they do not do refunds.
Well, you need to go to your Chinese McCormick's and ask them to change the way they do things in their company. The Chamber of Commerce.
It's only them. Any other business I frequent, most businesses don't have a problem with exchanging or fixing something. They give you the hardest time when it comes to that. Asian businesses I've dealt with have the worst customer service.
So that's how I see life. And if people don't agree with me, I can't help it. But I'm still going to be mean. And like I say, you're jumping off the ship. If you don't look left, and you don't look right, and you go straight ahead, and somebody tell you the ship is sinking, and you didn't look left and you didn't look right, you're going to jump in there with them, and you don't even know why. That's the part of the problem. You hate things, and you don't know why you hate them. Just because somebody else said you should hate them, but you have no reason to. The media say hate this, but love that, and you don't even know why you're doing it. Just because you got it over and over.
Wow.
It's just like Bush
I
said.
Agree with you.
It's like Bush said. Keep repeating and keep repeating, and until they believe it. This came out of George Bush's mouth.
Well, look at Sarah Palin. People hate Sarah Palin and can't even tell you why.
Tell you why?
Oh, I can tell you why. I can tell you why I don't like the lady. I can tell you I don't like the lady.
She lives in she's in Alaska. I'm in Ohio. I got no reason to not like her.
I can tell you why I don't like her. She has a very divisive, condescending attitude towards people who are not like her, who she views are not like her.
And
she's very
like
small-minded.
And it's just like this Hillary Clinton thing. Hillary is going to be president. Who said Hillary was going to be president? Just because the media said it, that means you got to
No, honey. Hillary's
going to
be president.
Hillary's not
going to
be president.
All you have to do is read the tea leaves. All you have to do is just research history and understand how political science operates. You'll know that Hillary is going to be the Democratic nominee, and
she
will
be
the nominee.
She's going to
be
the nominee.
They said that the last time, too.
Whether you agree with her or not, whether you like her or not, I'm not even sure if I'll vote for her. But the fact remains, all you have to do is just understand political science, read the tea leaves, research history, understand she's going to be it.
2016 is all her.
It was a tea leaf that we watched on Fox last
No, I don't watch Fox News. I mean, I might catch it to see what they're saying, but I don't watch Fox News.
I'm not
going off of what MSNBC is saying either.
I'm going
off of what the Democrat Party did in 2004. I know they made a deal. All of a sudden, it was supposed to be her, and all of a sudden, John Kerry is out front. Everybody gets behind John Kerry. She gets behind John Kerry. I'm like, okay, they made a deal. Now, it was supposed to be her in 2008, but Obama came out of nowhere, and the DNC had no choice but to back him. So then they made another deal. It's going to be her time for sure. They about to clear the whole
school. I don't think so.
They cleared the whole school for her. There's nobody viable to run against her.
I was asking you a question. Do you have to vote for her because the party said so?
No, I said I don't know if I'm going to vote for her or not.
Okay.
But if I do vote for her, it's because not because they tell me to. It's because I believe in a Democrat agenda. I believe in their ideals.
Okay.
So that's why I would vote for a Democrat. I don't vote Republican.
She's going to be the candidate no matter what for the Democrats.
She's been a candidate before, just like John McCain was a candidate twice.
She was a running candidate, but she was not the Democratic nominee.
But she will be
in 2016. People just need to deal with that. They need to let that sink in, soak up.
Yeah, you ain't got to like her, but that's what
you're going to do. Oh, you're anxious out
now. But I'm going to say it like this. I said the president was going to win, and he won. I said he was going to win a second time, and he might have a third time. It's going to upset some people if he does.
I can't go along with him having no third time because the Constitution explicitly says you run two terms, and that's it.
They said that for the mayor over in New York, he didn't. And how many times did he run? Three. But I'm saying Hillary is not the one.
I couldn't vote for him a third time. I could not vote for him a third time because you are circumventing the Constitution. So I could not go along with that.
What I'm saying,
and
Hillary
a lot more
is
people
not the one. You haven't
way.
Seen him.
Oh, he
you haven't seen the person.
Well, no
you
problem.
Haven't seen the person yet. I'm going to put it like that. And when he arrives, y'all going to be surprised.
I'm not going to be surprised. Y'all going to be surprised. You're going to be like Jeff Green. How shocked he was when Obama won in 2008.
It's going to be just like
you're going to be shocked. You're going to be scratching your head like, how she do it?
It because the media
Democrats are going to, the Democrat leadership is going to annihilate everybody.
Oh.
Comes as a challenge to her. Because they made Hillary promises in 2008.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be held accountable for them promises. Because without the Clintons, the Democrat Party going to fall apart.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes,
they are.
Because if Bill Clinton walks away from the Democratic Party,
No, Diva.
It's going to fall apart.
Clinton was the one that busted the party up in the first place.
No, he's not.
Yes, they did.
Okay. With the election of Bill Clinton and his re-election made the Democrat Party much more stronger. You've seen a much stronger Democratic Party in the years since his election and re-election. Now, you've seen us start the fracture in 2008 when Hillary and Obama ran against each other, but that was the promises that was made. Why do you think she became Secretary of State? He don't like them.
Because, listen,
Obama don't like the Clintons.
Diva,
and they don't care for him.
Diva,
she became Secretary of State because the party made promises. This
Diva.
Is a way to get her in the public eye, to get her the experience that she's going to need. So that when her time comes, there will be none of the questions that was asked that will be asked of her that was asked of Obama.
Diva, listen, you remember when Jill Biden said Joe could have been the Secretary of State or either Vice President?
It was never in the cards for them to be it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. People can speculate all they want. But this is how you. This is why you need to understand political science.
Okay.
He became Hillary. She became Secretary of State. This is a woman he can't stand. He really don't like her. He don't like the Clintons. He can't stand the Clintons. But she became Secretary of State. Why? Because when she decided to say, I'm not going to fight this, I'm not going to splinter the party over this, that was the deal. You give me something, and I'll give you something. And then the Democratic Party brokered that deal, and they said, you know, you get behind us on this, we'll get behind you. We're going to clear that field come 2016. You don't believe me? Watch. Because usually there have been a candidate to come out by now.
Okay.
There was nobody noteworthy at the DNC in 2012. Speaking at the DNC in 2012, there's nobody noteworthy. There's nobody you're gonna be like, wow, it's gonna be somebody awesome.
Okay.
There's nobody noteworthy now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it don't take that long for you to start picking and choosing like that person's gonna be something special. Well, that person I could see as president. We don't have that right now. Only one we have is Hillary.
All we hear is Benghazi about Hillary.
That's a wash. For Democrats, that's a wash.
Okay. Can you say so?
It is. I'm telling you, it's a wash.
Okay.
This is why the right is killing the right. As long as the right keep bringing up Benghazi, by the time 2016 come around, it's going to be a wash. It's going to be old news. It's not really going to affect her. Many hearings, all those reports, it's not going to affect her.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm not going to let the media tell me that I need to vote for Hillary because I will not be voting.
Ain't nobody saying you had to. But
no, that's
what
I'm
saying is
I'm
you can't belie the fact. The fact is she's going to be the nominee, whether you vote for her or not.
Did you say so?
All right.
I think it's going to be somebody else.
Okay. Well, remember this, Maze. Let's see. In 2 years.
So we can do it with two different opinions, and we still having a conversation.
Okay.
Right? That's how it's supposed to go. Don't block somebody out just because their opinion is different from yours. That's called freedom of speech. Right, Diva?
That's true.
Okay. What happened to the guys? They left?
Oh, when us women get to talking, they can't handle it.
Oh, okay.
Tune us out.
Oh, that's it. I hear them laughing.
That's what they do. Men tune women out. Y'all married men know.
Oh.
In my case, it was the opposite. I used to tune my ex-husband out. Oh, my gosh. He was a whiner.
You get cash out of your home,
well,
monthly payment,
you're on your home. That'll be a catch, right, Jesse? Who watches TV?
Well,
just
like any other mortgage.
I don't know. They hear me. I think it's Eric. Mm-hmm. Eric and Warren.
They have to get directions to turn their put on mute.
I dated an Eric who lives in Warren now.
Diva, I assure you it wasn't me.
How long have you been married?
Don't be making people nervous.
18 years.
Okay, no, it wasn't you. Nope, it wasn't you. He's not married. Is that your TV that's going?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's me.
What are you watching?
I'm just flipping channels, basically. I ain't really watching nothing in particular.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you was watching Young and the Restless.
Yeah. Well, I did have the CBS News on for a minute there. I'm just kind of flipping channels.
I don't know. I thought I heard a soap opera going. I'm like, what? Okay.
Tell me and watch soap opera.
So you said you from Youngstown?
Yes. I'm originally born and lived there. I moved to Columbus in late 2007.
Okay. Yeah, I've lived up here all my life.
Mm-hmm.